Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research and work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who follow our weekly escapade into the conversational world, the News Talk Radio, some people call it political talk radio, know that we get our information. I remember when Casey Kasem used to do the countdown and he gave credit to Billboard magazine, the top 30 or 40 songs in the various formats. So we get our information from The Trade magazine in the talk world, which is Talkers. You'll find it at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. And so we go through. Rich McFadden is here with Victoria Keelan and me. Victoria is a part of the DJV program, which we do Monday through Friday. Also, Richie has been a part of my radio escapade for nigh on to two centuries, I think.
Something like that.
Sometimes it feels that way. Okay, so the top 10 stories, sometimes we weave our magic into the conversation about the people, but they're related, the top 10 stories, the top 10 list of people being discussed, the week of July 23rd to the 27th, and at number one here, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, claims the president knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting in which the Russians had promised his campaign dirt about Hillary Clinton. However, Cohen's legal team insisted that they didn't leak the revelation, raising the possibility it came from the Trump team to weaken his bargaining hand should he decide to flip. So, is he flipping the Trump-Russia investigation number one this week on the list? I just find I'm offended, frankly, by
You're
all of this.
By
because
what?
I'm offended by all of the crap. This is going to go nowhere. Nothing is going to happen. This is just political chicanery, theater, wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to find out what and to do what with what we find out. What's going to happen? You're not going to impeach Trump on this stuff because he's not directly connected to it. So Mueller is looking, you know, he's getting paid about $400,000 a year for his trouble. And how many other lawyers? What I saw one time, there were 124 lawyers assigned to this. What do you think that's cost?
Millions and millions and millions.
That's craziness.
We've got to investigate possible wrongdoing by our politicians.
But at what point do you stop? When's the conclusion?
It gets to the point where it just gets silly. Now you've got Trump saying that Cohen is a known liar. But he was my lawyer for years.
But he only had two clients, and I was one of them. But, come on.
I thought he had three, Victoria.
Well, the third was Sean Hannity, but
Hannity
said he was never actually a client, so he really only had two.
Yeah. Okay. Nice point.
I don't know. It is kind of funny at this point because it's Trump versus theater. Cohen is really
is
amping up.
Normal?
And it's, I think it is. And this isn't even about Russia. This is about, you know, which playmates he was paying off to keep them quiet. This isn't even related to Russia. I think they were trying to find stuff that related to Russia through Cohen, but I don't really think they're going to find anything there. We're going to maybe hear a bunch of embarrassing recordings of Trump talking about, you know, which hooker to pay off. But, you know, beyond that, I don't think it's really going to show much in the Russian investigation.
Well, within those recordings that you can hear Trump saying, pay with a check.
Right.
And somebody else saying, no, pay with cash, and Trump insisting pay with a check.
Right.
So I guess that's so there's a
But then I think it was Giuliani who tried to swing that and saying, see, the president is being honest. He wanted to pay by check.
I know. It's a tax deduction. It's a business expense. It was a business meeting. Write it off.
So let me ask you. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have a president who has high moral character? But, you know, you look
we
back.
We had that for 8 years. I guess it's time for a
really?
Change.
When?
You think?
Yeah.
Really? You don't think Obama had high moral character when it comes to his family and his marriage? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about cheating and paying off hookers.
Yes.
That's not what Obama was about.
Right. But otherwise, we can go through a list of you know what? Bush, the old man, is probably the last truly. I mean, even Bush. The second one, the George Bush Jr., the guy was an alcoholic for years. And just so where do you find somebody that where they are truly...
Wants to be president
That's really a decent person. Jimmy Carter, terrible president, great human being.
Yeah. Good guy, yeah.
Bill Clinton, not so much.
No, Bill Clinton is not a great guy, but he was a very good president in many ways, I think.
I mean,
I thought Reagan... Well, you know, I mean, how do you define moral bankruptcy, or how do you find, how do you define whatever it is that you use, it's all very, very subjective. It's not objective at all.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is no matter who you put up there, somebody's going to find them to be a dirtbag, and it's going to become...
You know, Richie, what this reminds me of, I remember many years when I was owning radio stations and managing radio stations, there were always questions from listeners... about things that were considered to be dirty on the air. I heard this guy use a dirty word. Like if I said bastard on the air, that would offend some people, and they'd want to report
it.
So, because I want to make a point.
Does anyone even care about that word anymore?
Well, but that's the point.
Harsh.
You
watch any of these late night shows, or even some of the dramas on TV, and the words that are used in NCIS or in the Law and Order Victims show, some of the words that you never would have heard on television before, written into the script. And then if you go over down to cable and listen to Conan O'Brien at night versus the three guys that are on standard television, he says and gets away with a lot more because it's cable. It's not regular mainstream television. And it goes even further when it comes to some of the stuff that's on Netflix. Well, anyway, the point is that we all have different meanings or we have different feelings about words, and they are just that. They're words. But I remember we had this debate. We had a public debate in Boston when I was running WEEI about what constituted offensive, obscenity-laden radio. What on the radio constituted something that was offensive? And because there's no community standard anywhere, people could accuse them.
And from the FCC,
the FCC got complaints all the time about Howard Stern.
Right.
But they could never. The only time that CBS ever paid a fine is because the guy running CBS wanted the publicity out of paying $1.3 million in fines. They could go to court. Look at how many times Fox has been in court about obscenity stuff.
But the bottom
and they
line
throw
is
it out.
There's no clear definition of what obscenity is
from
the FCC. So it's all subjective.
Yep. So, and the same is true, I think, of this, to get back around to number one.
Well.
This is nonsense. So. All right.
Well,
that's enough.
It's not nonsense, but it's just.
Well, I think so.
We are wasting money.
Right. Okay. And is the number two item, Rosenstein being impeached, is that more theater and nonsense, or does this guy deserve to be impeached? He's the number two guy at the at the Defense Department, at the
Department of Justice.
Department of Justice. Thank you, Rudy. You've saved the day again. 15 past the hour. Calitrin, speaking of saving the day, if you're in need of losing weight, whether it be serious weight, you want to lose 30, 40 pounds, or you want to lose, like me, 10, 12, 13, 14 pounds, you get on the Calitrin program and you'll get where you want to go. You take time, because doing this in order to be healthy, you need to do this in a healthful way. You don't want... Yeah, remember when Al Roker. Yeah, Al Roker
he got the band surgery.
Right. Yeah, he cleaned out his gut and his system, but he was sick for a long time, because doing that sort of thing, or losing 30 pounds in 30 days, that kind of stuff, that's a hell of a bang on your body. And so you want to do this so that you don't get sick. Yeah, down the road, if you have that weight problem, you're going to get really sick. Calitrin, take my word for it. 12 pounds I've lost since April, very steady. I'm going to maintain that weight, because in the summertime I love ice cream, so I'll keep taking Calitrin to offset the impact of me eating so much ice cream. So do this. Your body's going to like it. Do yourself a favor. Lose the weight intelligently. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount. Use the code DJV and lose the weight intelligently. Calitrin at toploss.com.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs, you'll sleep longer, you'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. All right, let's get to this number two item on the countdown. We're reviewing, as we do every week at this time, the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories from Talkers Magazine. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Rosenstein at the Department of Justice, number two guy there. Some want to impeach him. I've never really quite figured out what his act was. And so now Ryan says, we're not doing this. It's more theater. Where are we with it?
So the House Freedom Caucus, the hardliners on the conservative side.
Yeah, the right-wingers.
They want to throw him out. And then Ryan's like, no, we can't, because we've got things we need to do in the House over the next few months, and this will just totally blow up everything we're trying to get done. And then they came back, and so the bottom line is that Ryan agreed that they're trying to get Rod Rosenstein, to give up emails and documents, and he won't. And so they said,
pertaining to what?
Pertaining to the Trump investigation.
Nah,
so they're trying to say, if you don't give them up, now we will proceed, but it's going to take a few months because Ryan wants to get some of the work in the House done first.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet? So what do we get at the end of the day? More money being wasted. These guys, there's so much corruption, it's almost impossible.
Everybody go to law school, become a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's where you make all the money. Work for the government.
You're never going to, you know what, you're never going to lose your job's automation.
Yes.
What, if you're a lawyer?
Yep, exactly. You never will.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you can say that about being a nurse, too, though, right? Things in the medical profession, to a point.
Yeah, some to a point, yeah.
Lawyers. What's the, what is it, it's not, the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm?
Medical, yeah.
Yeah, who said first kill all the lawyers?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare said that, right, yeah. Okay. So.
That's why I love that guy.
I think we have one lawyer for every 400 people in America, don't we? It's like obscene in comparison to the rest of the world. In Europe, it's one for every 8,000 or something, but here it's one for every 400 people. And my lawyer, I had the same lawyer for 40-some-odd years. He's busy. He can't keep up. He's just a general practitioner. He can't keep up with the world.
They are geniuses at creating revenue streams. They are so good at it.
Smart at it. Billable hours. Don't you love it?
Yep.
I'm going to start billing you by the hour, Reggie. 21 past the hour.
Checks in the mail.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater in Reading for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Friday, August 3rd at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Maybe you're
wise. Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
College students who are fed up with their free speech being silenced by campus administrative policies are taking their grievances to court. One group filing suit is Speech First. They argue that universities are establishing arbitrary rules and protocols that create a dangerous environment on campus in which free speech protections under the First Amendment no longer exist. Well, lawsuits argue that these restrictions are completely subjective. Pacific Justice Institute is in favor of these types of efforts to protect the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Your review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, running through the numbers and the stories, starting at number one and number two, basically the same kind of stuff, investigating the government, investigating the investigators. Let's investigate the investigators who investigate the investigators. Number three is the trade discussion, the European Union. It looks like they have settled a problem, and if I get this correctly, if you think I'm not on the right page, you'll tell me, both of you, that the U.S. and the European Union have agreed to no tariffs on anything, which is what I think ought to be the case. Take the tariffs down and let stuff sell for what it's worth. This especially affects the farmers, foodstuffs, the trade meeting here, and where the consensus is exactly the opposite of what's going on in Asia, especially with the Chinese. But there are, you know, you can talk about our tariffs with other countries, but it doesn't mean much unless you're in, you know, doing business with China. And so this week, something that affected me and my, well, I don't get any government subsidies for my farm work, but a lot of my brethren do. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so it was of particular interest this week, and I discuss it on, we have a weekly program, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, overviewing the issues of the American family farmer, the food we eat, how it affects us and our families, that sort of thing. And so we talked this week about the president setting aside $12 billion, not in the farm bill, but separately, to help farmers that are being hurt by this trade war with China. And the problem is it becomes politicized because the people who don't need it are the ones who get it, whether it's the farm bill or this $12 billion subsidy. Trump just says, okay, we're going to put $12 billion out there to help the farmers that are being hurt. Well, the farmers that are being hurt are the family farmers, not the big conglomerates, the big corporate farms. They find markets because they're international, the likes of Cargill, ADM. What, you think you need to help them? No. You need to help the people who are trying to help you locally eat good, healthy food. And we're all being affected by what's going on in the trade wars because it all is like trickle-down economics. Remember that theory, Victoria, from Ronald Reagan?
I do. I remember it from George, from Ferris Bueller.
I learned about it in school, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is that it all starts at the very, the basic, the ground level, pardon the pun, the American family farmer is the one who grows this stuff, some of them bigger than others, but then they're hired by the big conglomerates. They're just contracted out, so the conglomerates are the ones that get the dough, and they never pass it down to the people that are actually doing the work. So it's a real screw job, frankly, for the farmer. As far as the European Union is concerned, they see the handwriting on the wall. They need America. We need them. We figured it out.
Now you got to do the same thing with China and Asia.
Exactly.
That's where it really counts.
Yeah. Well, European, they listen.
I mean, great. We're going to get cheaper pasta from Italy, but, you know. Maybe
there's a lot of stuff, Richie. There's a lot of
but
hardware.
Really, the big trade partner is Asia, and that's where all this. And hopefully, Trump's quote unquote art of the deal is working, and he will be able to. And that's all this is. Everybody's like, oh, it's a tariff war. No, it's not. It's a tool to negotiate.
It's his way of
deal.
Doing business.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. And is that reflected in number four, the meeting with Putin? Is he really snowed by Putin? A lot of people say, Putin did a number on him, made him look foolish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think he's street smart. I hope so.
No? I'm uncomfortable with the way he deals with the whole Russia thing. I need to see him get a little tougher on this.
Mm-hmm. And in what way would he be?
It's not okay to come home and then say, oh, yeah, well, I totally think he's responsible.
Right. As a Trump supporter, I want him to look the guy in the eyes and go, listen, this dog and pony show with the election stuff has to stop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Food for thought on the Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour. Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit, plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com. Or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. brought to you by AbbVie.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Livia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fascinating conversation by those in the know. This is the overview of the Talkers Chart from this week, ending on Friday, July the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Victoria Keevan and Rich McFadden here as we look at some of these powerful stories. Number one and number two related to the Trump administration. Number three, the trade rhetoric, if that's what you want to call it. Now, and four has to do with Putin and Trump. Number five, the president focused on Iran. Capital letters in his tweet, "We're going to get you." It's like two kids in a schoolyard.
I love that.
Blaine, I know you do, Richard.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I don't like it.
It's just, it's so infantile in just
yes.
like all caps. And
right.
But his ability.
I haven't gotten an all cap thing since the last time I was scolded by my at-the-time girlfriend.
Sending yes. all caps emails. Oh, yeah. That was like his thing.
Don't ever contact me again.
I used to call him and say, "Is your keyboard broken? Can I send you a new keyboard?" Because everything is all caps all the time.
Right.
So, but his ability to control the storyline, the message, is unmatched. Name a time in history when somebody has controlled their message as well as he has. And name a time in politics when when one politician can go around the media like he does, can go around the rest of the government.
That's the problem, Richie. That's the problem, because the news media has been so used to, in our lifetime, in modern times,
being able to control the
news media
message.
Has been able to control the message, control the information, control the pipeline. Now they can't, and so they turn around like children, and they try to Trump on Trump, or bump on Trump, or beat on Trump, or whatever it is. And from my perspective, whether I voted for Trump or didn't like him or not, any objective overview of the news media's treatment of this person has to admit that it is outrageously one-sided, and it is very infantile. It's so obvious.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and I forget who was talking about it. You know these middle-of-the-night tweets, the 2, 3 a.m. tweets that Trump sends out, like the all-cap stuff and everything like that?
Yeah.
And you think it's just Trump sitting up in the middle of the night in his office just banging away on his iPhone or whatever it is and just being totally random. It is so well planned and organized. The reason they tweet, he tweets in the middle of the night.
Does he do it, or is this somebody who's doing it? Like I have somebody doing it. It is him.
It's, well, no, there's a whole staff. This whole thing is really laid out well. But it feeds the news cycle. Mm-hmm. So that by 5 and 6 a.m., all of the morning, look up CNN, look at ABC News, look at CNN, all of the morning show, and then it feeds the rest of the day's news cycle, so that by the time he controls the message so well, and this is not just some random thing, they absolutely know what they're doing, and they work it to a T, and to the point where they work it for Iran. I want to get this message out. Here it is, and I'm not going to let anybody filter me, but here's how the message is going to flow.
And there it is.
And there it is.
It does.
It's brilliant.
Bingo.
It looks like a madman, but underneath there's a platform for it, and it works really well.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, your thought on it?
I don't agree with the method.
Let's
of any
go.
Of it.
So. Number six is a focus on Facebook. Stock dropped 20% this week because, and you can fill in the blank, Victoria, if you'd like.
Well, it dropped it lost $120 billion in market capitalization because they basically said that the expectations of on revenue they missed already this year. They had to say that they're not going to have the projections that they thought they were going to have. Facebook is still not trusted by its users. It's still a mess. It's still all part of the fallout from Cambridge Analytica.
And growth. I mean, they're capping out. How many more people could get on Facebook? Really, realistically, how much more can it grow? So at some point, it has to cap out, and everybody has to go, okay, this is where it's going to stay for a while, and this is what it's
worth. The best thing that they have going for them is that they own Instagram. That's going to save their bottom line time and time again. So,
agreed.
That's the best thing they've got.
Because the Facebook audience will die off.
So will the Instagram audience, and there'll be
The Instagram audience. Is 30 years younger.
Yeah, they're
but it's
going to
die off sooner or later. Not like it's going to.
It'll be
not for a long, long time.
Yeah, it'll be a long. Facebook has got 30 years, 20 years left. Instagram has 50, 60 years worth of clientele. I mean, you know, teenagers, young teenagers are using Instagram. They'll
My
use
cousins are 10, and they're on Instagram.
My daughter's 11. So
what would Jesus do?
Oh, he would. Definitely
Jesus
use social
would
media.
So love Instagram.
Oh. Jesus would rock Instagram.
Number seven this week.
He would.
The countdown is the trade war with China. We've had that. We talked about it with the European Union. Same basic thing. Number eight, the focus on illegal immigration. I don't see. This is like going around in a barrel.
So the deadline has come and passed to get all the kids back, and really the remaining 700 kids are the ones that they are worried about because the parents have some kind of criminal background or the signs of abuse from the kids. So that's kind of where it stands right now, is most of the kids that could be reunited with their families have been, but now it's kind of the tricky ones where, okay, your dad is an MS-13 member who killed somebody,
He's not coming back.
Yeah, or the kids have signs of abuse. Or so now what do we do with the rest here?
And then there's the other kids who have just been stolen. So then what do you do with them?
Again,
so.
I always tell this story when it comes to this issue. When my wife and I adopted our daughter from South America, we got a real big lesson in how kids were just outright being stolen, babies, for sale, so that somebody could make $20,000 selling a baby.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So, you know, I know we want to get all these kids back, but do a little due diligence and make sure you're not sending these kids back into a horrible situation.
Mm. Yep.
All right, so that's number eight. Number nine, this one I smile about because it's so Trump. Back to him and his relationship with the news media, especially CNN. Was it the president's order himself, or did he leave it to Sarah Parker, what's-her-face Huckabee, or who was it that told the reporter, you can't come to the next press conference? And what was the reason for it, Victoria? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I've been following this story, and I still, all I know is all the other reporters stand behind this reporter because she was the one. Well, it's not just that simple. I think it's because also when you start limiting access to the press, we live in a free press country. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And why this one person, because they said she asked an inappropriate question. I don't know what the question was, but it's just, it's ridiculous.
It had to do with him and his, I think it had to do with the payoff to the other prostitute.
How is that inappropriate? That's on it. That's everywhere. That's practically common knowledge now. That's like saying, you can't talk about it, but everyone knows about it.
Right.
So I'm looking at this story, Doug, and one interesting thing that pops out at me, it says two White House officials told them that she asked inappropriate questions during Trump's meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. But the two White House officials, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Bill Shine, is he working at the White House now?
You didn't know that?
Bill Shine from Fox News, who we know?
He took over. He's in charge of all press relations. He's in charge of the press. He's in charge of everything there now. You didn't know that?
I did not know that. That is fantastic.
We used to have his wife, Darla, was on our program for a number of years, and she's a piece of work.
She's a mega star, man.
I found
him. Oh, my God, Doug, I'm the biggest star.
I know, right, yeah.
But she's
so different from him.
She's a jackass because she said a lot of really controversial things that any woman who serves in the military should expect to be harassed sexually.
Yeah, Darla's not afraid.
That's Darla. Yeah.
Darla
sounds like Darla.
She's a moron, then.
As left-wing as they come, but she is not afraid.
She's
not afraid to chuck a grenade out there.
No. But she is exactly where you are politically, Victoria.
And her husband 100%. Runs Fox News.
And her husband runs Fox News. And
but I don't care
Trump.
If she's where I am politically. She's an idiot. To say anything like that about women is disgusting.
I can agree with you.
She
used to drive Doug.
I don't base my opinions on where someone is politically, if they're aligned with me or not. I base it on when I judge somebody, it's usually on a moral or ethical level. It has nothing to do with what their politics are. I know you put me in that corner a lot, but that's not true.
I'm not aiming to put you in a corner. It just is. It's politics when it comes to right and left is so predictable, and I don't like predictability. So I like what you do sometimes. You come out with a position on something that's sort of hard, and then you soften it with some practical common sense approach to whatever the issue is. That I appreciate. Darla had no common sense whatsoever.
None.
Practical side to anything.
None.
She just was, she'd go off with, as Richie said, some kind of hand grenade, but her husband was entirely the opposite. I got to know him pretty well. I quite like him, actually.
They're both nice people. She's really nice. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah, she's just kooky. Yeah. But he is someone who was a soldier. That's the best way to describe him. He was hired to do something. He did what he was hired to do. And he was smart enough to know when to duck. He believed that Roger Ailes gave him his lot in life, and he did. And part of that had to do with his friendship with Sean from before, and they stayed friends. As a matter of fact, they live in the same neighborhood. Their wives are friends.
Oh, yeah.
They went back and forth to work in the same car.
Yeah, Darla, I mean, it's, and not Sean, like, Hannity's wife are like best friends. And Darla used to give us all the backroom scoops.
Yeah, yeah, all the dirt.
He won't leave the house. He's got people just always walking up to him. All this stuff. Jeez.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hysterical.
So, anyway.
Wouldn't it be great to have, like, the Fox and Friends crew all of a sudden become White House employees? The whole Fox channel is all of a sudden working at the White House in the media department.
That might push me to Canada. That might
46 past the hour. Sleeping well at night.
Sorry.
Am I doing a commercial?
No,
you're doing
ahead.
A commercial. All right, thank you very much.
I'll be mine next.
I want to just talk a little bit about the value of what they do at MyPillow. Not that you haven't heard this before. Anybody who's had trouble sleeping and hasn't gone to MyPillow.com to order new pillows is silly. Everything is washable and dryable and usable for a long, long time. Get quality and service from an American company. American-made MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th. This is the official overview, the top 10 stories, starting at number 10, the heat wave. We're having a heat wave, bringing heat to the southwest and rain to the east coast. Number 9, the president barred that CNN reporter. Number 8 on the list of top stories from Talkers Magazine, more discussion about immigration policy. Number 7, the trade wars. Number 6, Facebook and its problems. Number 5, the Trump and Iranian back and forth on whether we go to war or we don't. More talking about whether Trump and Putin will have another meeting at number 4. Trade talks between the European Union and the U.S. number 3. Mr. Rosenstein, impeach him or not, number 2, and the Cohen recordings and the investigation that goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's it from the story list of the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes. And for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
People, in the face of conversation, we review all of these people as they connect, and some, not always do they connect to the big stories, but most of the time, or much of the time, they do. So this week, number 10 to number 1, let's see if we can connect the dots. At number 10, well, we got two Cohens in the list this week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at 10, and Michael Cohen is at 2. In between, at number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. Number 7, Mark Zuckerberg's got his problems at Facebook, lost a lot of value in his stock. Number 6, Robert Mueller. I don't know how his stock is, up or down. Paul Ryan, same thing with you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. He's number 5. Rod Rosenstein and his boss Jeff Sessions are tied for number 4. Pukin Putin Bad Vlad number 3. Michael Cohen, as I said, is 2. And at number 1, the Donald. Donald Trump, president of these here United States, from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, number 10 this week is a focus on the heat wave here in our country. The heat wave has gripped northern Europe. Greece is on fire. Some of the fires have started as a result of spontaneous combustion. However, there is a suspected arson connection to one of the fires in Greece. But the devastation from the heat wave, things drying out. We've had wild weather here in the Northeast, just the opposite. Richie can tell you firsthand about the floods in Washington and what that's done to his business facility there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and all of our broadcast facilities.
Homeland Security building next door got flooded, and the electricity blew up in it and blew out all of our internet yesterday. So.
Yeah, right. Yep, it's a part of where we are now. Is it global warming? That becomes an old story, but the heat wave is real and a problem around the country and around the world. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top 5 items is in order for the end of the week. Top 5 items, the stories, if you will. Victoria's been following this. Victoria Keelan, as she usually does. So she's going to bring us from number 5 to number 1 in terms of big technology news, starting with a new real estate project for online retailer Overstock. So what's that scoop there, Victoria?
Right. Overstock.com is typically known for selling furniture and jewelry and things like that. So now they're moving into a different area, and this is all thanks to Bitcoin. Overstock.com, anyone who shops on the site may have noticed that from the beginning of the Bitcoin era, you've been able to buy things on Overstock with Bitcoin. It's one of the first and head-scratching kind of retail outlets where they accept cryptocurrency. The reason for that is the CEO, Patrick Burns, Byrne is a cryptocurrency bull on the market. He is super into the cryptos. And so now he's taken over stock and he's moving into a new area of real estate, and he's relaunching a site called Housery. It's a real estate property management site, but it's more than that. It actually helps people search for a new house if they're in the process of relocating, and then he'll sell you all the furniture to match your new home. So it's kind of a genius move. A lot of people say it's really risky. I think this is something that's probably going to really pay off for Overstock. The stock currently is up over 135%, so, and that's just in the last 12 months. So look to see Overstock probably pushing a lot of ads, more marketing, things like that. But it's kind of a cool idea.
All right, number four, as we work our way toward number one, is kind of the opposite in terms of those who have Spotify stock. I think it's a public company. I'd be looking to sell if it were me. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, I don't know. Spotify is under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about their individual listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. This is a new report that came out this week. It started in the user forums, where women were going on the forums and complaining that there's no way that they can block their exes, and that because their habits and everything you do on Spotify is made public, that their exes were using this information and harassing them. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. The default settings on Spotify by design make everything public because they want other people to share their what they're listening to and help other new people listen to, discover new music and things like that. So the only thing you can do is, if and you have to do it every time you sign on to Spotify, is change your settings to the private session. Unfortunately, no one will be able to know what you're doing, not even your friends, but you will be able to block the harassing exes.
All right, get rid of those damn harassing exes. Number three is a tribute to Yelp, but certainly something that'll be helpful if you use Yelp. Listen up.
The last thing anybody wants, of course, when they book a dinner reservation is to eat at a dirty restaurant. Yelp has been working on this for a while now. They are now providing hygiene scores for restaurants in New York, California, Texas, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. By the end of this year, they'll be covering 750,000 restaurants in large metropolitan areas around the country that will eventually spread down to even your local eateries. And so Yelp basically said they want to make everything more seamless. They started doing this in San Francisco, and now they're just going to keep expanding. So you'll be able to read a full review and see what the hygiene score of all your favorite restaurants are.
Number two on the list is more cryptocurrency news, looks like, Victoria.
Yes, Coinbase, which is the most popular cryptocurrency exchange platform, they have formed their own political action committee, and this caused a lot of waves this week. It's a sign that Coinbase is angling for more sway in Washington, D.C. They want the crypto industry to be taken more seriously, and they have a lot of money behind them, so it'll be interesting to see how this maybe plays out in the midterm elections.
Yep. And number one, the number of people who are extracting themselves from pay TV.
Yes, this is really bad news this week for any pay TV provider. There was a new report that came out that showed cord cutting, which is when consumers drop cable TV in favor of broadband delivered video. It's accelerating at a much faster rate than expected. It's actually 33 million people have canceled already in 2018. That's higher than the 27 million that was estimated to drop cable. Now the acceleration is happening. The viewership of YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu is going way up, and Amazon is expected to hit 88.7 million viewers this year alone.
And a postscript for Facebook this week. If you own Facebook stock, you've noticed it went down like a rock, off about $41 because of some stuff that they've done that they shouldn't have done. So maybe it's sit tight, see if they fix their problem next week. That's Tech Talk, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Vice President Mike Pence plans to be on hand when potential remains of U.S. service members are returned to American soil later this week.
When the remains believed to be of fallen American service members arrive in Hawaii on August 1st, the vice president will be there to participate in the honorable carry ceremony. In a White House statement, Pence says, as the son of a Korean War combat veteran, it is deeply humbling to be part of this historic moment. Once the remains are transferred, officials will conduct lengthy forensic examinations and tests to determine if the remains are human and whether they are actually American or Allied troops killed in the Korean War. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fire officials say crews have stopped some of the growth of a Northern California blaze that's killed six people already and destroyed more than 500 buildings. California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the firefighters were gaining some ground on the blaze, as opposed with strictly being in a defensive mode. President Trump says he'd be willing to shut down the government if Democrats refuse to vote for changes he seeks to the U.S. immigration system, including building a physical wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. On ABC's This Week this morning, Ohio GOP Congressman Steve Stiver says he doesn't think that'll happen.
I think we're going to make sure we keep the government open, but we're going to get better policies on immigration.
Mr. Trump says there are, quote, consequences when people cross our border illegally and claims that many who do so are, quote, using children for their own sinister purposes. Three people are dead, seven others injured following a shooting in New Orleans last night. It happened about 3 miles from the French Quarter. The victims were taken to a local hospital. Conditions are not immediately known. No arrests have been made. And Geraint Thomas wins his first Tour de France title with Team Sky. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are your credit cards out of control? Owe more than $10,000? Are you paying one card and delaying payment on another? Here's what's really happening here. Your credit card companies are shaking your hand while stabbing you in the back. They want you overextended. Even worse, they hope you think you have to pay it all back. Credit card companies have finally been exposed. There are steps you can take to become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. They're regulated by both federal and state agencies, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and have over 25,000 five-star reviews across accredited review sites. Do not take out a consolidation loan. Do not declare bankruptcy. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call now. 800-948-4144. 800-948-4144. 800-948-4144.
Supplying your kids for school is not going to come cheap this year. Bobby Stevens with Deloitte Consulting says their 2018 back-to-school survey found many schools put out a list of what supplies are needed, and in response, stores make these pre-configured kits to make it easier for you to go shopping.
Not only are the big players, the Walmarts and the Targets and the Amazon getting involved there, but there's many niche players that are offering sort of pre-configured kits of school supplies where you get confidence that you're getting the right things, but you also get a sort of convenience and price discount.
Many families in Arizona mining communities have concerns about what pollutants might be in their immediate environment in harvested rainwater for gardens. University of Arizona program is underway to help communities such as the mining and industrial towns of Hayden Winkleman. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. If you once shopped at Babies R Us, Walmart wants your business. Jeremy House explains.
The company is revamping the baby section of its website, letting shoppers browse by style. It has also increased the number of baby products it sells by 30,000 in the last year. It says the baby-related searches are up 40% year over year. Babies R Us shut the last of its more than 200 stores last month after parent company Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy and liquidated its business.
Many retailers are trying to take a piece of that business themselves. Bye Bye Baby, which has about 120 stores nationwide, offered to help those with Babies R Us gift registries to recreate them at their stores. Target's expanding its private label Cloud Island brand with more diaper bags and crib sheets in competition from the mega store. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Some college students are fed up with politically correct policies silencing their free speech on campus and are suing. One such group, Speech First, argues that universities are establishing arbitrary rules about what speech is acceptable, and these rules threaten First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
percent or more.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 past the hour. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. But Michael is on vacation this week, so we are joined by Kevin Casey, who is his chief operating officer at Talkers Magazine. Also, talk host Walter Sterling is here, and Rich McFadden is in the controls in our studio in Washington to go through the charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th, we'll talk about the stories, the people, get lots of different input. Kevin, it is your honor. It is our honor to have you here, and it is your honor to go through the stories and the people. So, your honor, take your honor, will you please?
All right, Doug. Well, thank you for that honor. We'll start with the stories, top news talk stories for the week of July 23rd through the 27th. We'll start number 10, the Southwest heat wave, tied with Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Trump bars CNN reporter. At number 8, illegal immigration policy. Number 7 this week, U.S.-China trade war and the related farm aid package. Number 6, Facebook's troubles. At number 5 this week, the Trump-Iran war rhetoric. Number 4 this week, the Trump-Putin meeting. At number 3, the U.S.-European Union trade meeting. At number 2 this week, the Rosenstein impeachment threat. And with a tie for number 1 this week, the Cohen recordings tied with the Trump-Russia investigation. Now, the top people talked about this week on News Talk Radio. At number 10, Sacha Baron Cohen. Number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. At number 7, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 6 this week, Robert Mueller. Number 5, Paul Ryan. A tie at number 4 this week, Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions. And number 3, Vladimir Putin. number two, Michael Cohen, and you're probably not shocked at number one this week, Donald Trump.
Not a lot of heavy lifting. That's an easy call for you guys when you put the list together.
So I can't see it being anyone but Donald Trump at number one for quite some time.
No, I think you're right about that. All right, let me go around our virtual room here. And now that you've heard the stories and the people, Kevin, as long as you went through the list, let me start with you. Of these stories and of these people, which one has the most significance or rings a bell with you more than any of the others?
Significance to what? To me?
Yeah, you personally. Yes.
To me personally, I don't live in the Southwest, so the heat wave doesn't bother me so much. I do use Facebook, but their troubles are Mark Zuckerberg's. I think any number of these stories will affect us at some point, whether we think about them as something that's fun to talk about with our friends or relatives, like the U.S.-EU trade meeting. Not a lot of people are going to talk about that over the dinner table, but it's important in that it could have effects down the road as far as the cost of consumer goods, et cetera. I think the Rosenstein impeachment threat's very interesting from a political intrigue standpoint. And, of course, you know, the Cohen recordings is, it's kind of a reality show brought to public life, really.
Yeah. Well, there is that. I find him just annoying, frankly. But
Michael Cohen?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Him, too.
Yeah, that him. Yeah, I was thinking about Sacha Baron Cohen, but that's very funny. Actually, you put the two of them there. They're distant cousins, I hear.
They're related somehow, obviously.
Yes, they are. They look alike. Da-da-da-da. All right. So next we go to Walter Sterling, who is a radio talk personality. You can hear his program on Sunday nights around the country. A lot of great sticks, as we say in the business. A lot of great radio stations. He has a pronounced influence on radio, has for many years as an executive, and so now as a personality. What do you I underscore the personality, because we all look at these things differently and we all have our little personal twist on them. So I'll ask you the same question, Walter. Of all of the stories and the people, which one pushes your button? And you can't say none of them. That's not fair.
The only important story is the Southwest heat. That's the only important story. That story is the one that matters. Before I go on the air, before I do a show, I always check Google Trends, and I put in three or four of the top-of-mind topics: Trump, Russia, weather, sex, baseball, Yankees. I put those in.
Gossip.
No matter what I put in, most of those flatline. Almost no Google searches for Trump, almost no Google searches for Russia. Overwhelming. Every week, every day, every minute, weather. Weather wins every time, not by a little, by a tremendous amount. So the fact is that you have a great aunt or a friend or a business that doesn't turn on their air conditioning, that refuses to turn on the air conditioning. They've got a unit in every window and they don't turn it on. To me, that's the biggest news.
Well, in a sense, yeah, because it affects more people directly. I get that in a sense. It affects more people directly. So this list is a focus on what the political news talk stations and hosts are talking about, but the relative importance of those, it sort of depends on which side of the street you're on. So we have a political constituency for sure, but we also have a reality constituency. And, yeah, the Southwest, our reality, are you familiar with Mercury going into retrograde, Walter?
Here we go. There are four planets going into retrograde right now.
Yeah, but Mercury is the worst of all of them. Mars is in retrograde to a point. I think Jupiter is, but you know what happens theoretically when Mercury goes retrograde, right?
But nothing good.
Nothing good happens. So yesterday, in terms of we do this program on Friday, so yesterday was the first day of Mercury being in retrograde, Kevin. And so as a result of that, however it happened, the studio and recording facility of our originating network, Radio America, was completely grounded because of a flood in the basement of their building and the headquarters of the TSA in Washington.
So, Department of Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, excuse me. Just as bad.
Yeah.
One is the same as the other. So it put to an end any ability we had to communicate. It just stopped it for 24 hours. And when you think about that, it was caused by the weather, the huge torrential. Kevin, you're in Springfield, Mass. Walter, are you in Cleveland or are you in New York? You're in Cleveland, right, Walter? No?
Never say Cleveland. I'm in Shaker Heights, Ohio.
Oh, excuse me, Shaker Heights.
Never say Cleveland. That's like saying, oh, you're in Newark when you're in Manhattan.
Yeah, all right, okay, all right, excuse me. No offense to the folks in Cleveland who don't have the pleasure of your company. Anyway, so the weather, the huge storms, we have in my neck of the woods, which is outside of Boston, a town called Framingham, we've had consistent rain every day for 10 days. I look at the long-range forecast right now, and again, for the next 10 days, thundershower, rain every day. We haven't had this in the middle of the summer since I can't remember when. And, of course, everybody's raising that flag, global warming! It's horrible. It's the end of the world. It's inconvenient, to be sure. And in this modern era, when there's so much rain in Washington, who could have predicted that it would flood out the basement of that building and kill everything in there, all the internet, all the electricity, everything. And that's what it did. So,
funny you, because yesterday morning, it's amazing to me you've mentioned that, and that retrograde started yesterday for Mercury, because yesterday morning, for the first time since we've lived in this house, I had a flood.
Did you? So there you go. See? I could have predicted that, Walter. You should zone in or zoom in on me more frequently. Kevin, what's the problem with the weather in Springfield?
Well, we've had rain like everyone else, but we haven't had the sort of flooding that's affecting other parts of the country, the Mid-Atlantic especially. And I live on a hill, so no flooding, which is nice.
Good for you. Congratulations. Richie, you live in a hole, don't you? I don't mean that.
My house backs up to a creek, so every time, especially these last couple of weeks, I'm out there waiting for the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, watching what's going on back there.
Yep. Well, there you go, Walter. We've made a significant contribution to conversation by discussing the heat wave and the weather. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a focus on your life now. This is important for all of you who are suffering gas, bloating, you've got indigestion, heartburn, you're eating the wrong foods, your colon is a mess, your stomach is a mess, your body is a mess. So we're going to give you...
There's a lot of people on this panel, actually.
It may, Richie. It
How
may
you doing?
Be. All right. Life Change Tea is going to fix that for all the people in this panel and everybody who's listening. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula that cleanses your body. Yeah. It's time for a cleanse. And so if you've got an unhealthy colon, gut, remember, is where all the bad stuff in your body starts. Every disease starts with an unhealthy gut. So cleanse it. Clean it up. Clean out your colon. This is what you get. GetTheTea.com. This is Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, but they have lots of other teas. I'm suggesting you start your process of cleaning your body with Life Change Tea. Look at the catalog and see others that are there that'll help you. This is a fabulous herbal formula, gently cleaning your body. Have a cup every day. Get rid of the pesticides, the things that are in your body, herbicides, all that stuff. The processing depletes nutritional value of food. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. Get ready for more energy and more health. Clean up your body. Go to GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV for free shipping.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking. And he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system
and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio, because there's a difference. There are various things, like there are music formats, some country affection, the affection we have for oldies or what they call the adult contemporary. All of these things are part of formatical differences. Same thing in talk radio, the different kinds of talk and conversation. We specifically focus on the news talk radio stations, and thus the news talk countdown, which you can see printed, in print, if you will, at talkers.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And if you haven't visited talkers.com, check it out because the list is there, the stories and the people. Our list is being examined this week by Walter Sterling, talk show host, by Kevin Casey, who's the COO at Talkers Magazine, and Rich McFadden's in the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the stories. And I've just been informed, I've just been told, I just got a message from the White House that Walter has something to say about Michael Cohen. And you're sure it's not Sacha Baron Cohen, it's Michael Cohen. You have a review. Oh, both of them. Okay, all right, let's hear it.
Both of them are clowns.
That's it?
No, this about the release of that recording, alleged recording of the President of the United States and his lawyer. Mm-hmm. One, who released the recording? Who exactly released the recording? Because there's a whole list of problems with whoever released that recording, all kinds of legal issues over who released the recording. Number two, Michael, they're referring to David Pecker, who owns the National Enquirer. If the dynamic that we hear in that recording is true, what they are talking about is paying off David Pecker to not run a story, which suggests that that is the actual business of the National Enquirer, which also might explain why all of his attempts to sell it fail, because once they look into his apparent business model of how he generates his revenue, it's blackmail. He's running a blackmail business, allegedly, apparently. That's what it seems to be. Wait a minute. Wait, what are you talking about? They're paying a publisher to not run a story? That would suggest that is standard operating procedure at the National Enquirer.
Yeah, I've never thought about it that way. That's a very interesting observation.
That's the real story. And then the other thing is, if Donald Trump, a 70-year-old man, had sex with a Playboy playmate and had the money to shut it up, congratulations, Donald. Good for you. Any problem with this at all? I view this as a goal.
For you?
Personally, when I turn 70, which is hundreds of years from now, I want to be able to have sex with a Playboy playmate and have so much money nobody ever knows.
Been there, done that. Wait a minute. As far as age is concerned, I've been there, done that. I have not had sex with a Playboy bunny, and even if I did, I wouldn't have had money to pay it off. So, all right, there it is.
True. I'm just shocked to learn you have sex.
Thank you very much, Walter. It's
I nice think I'd spend my money to let everybody know.
What?
Right. I wouldn't want to shut anybody up.
Yeah. Kevin, what happens when Michael's not here, what this program sort of becomes a debacle.
You're going to say devolves into?
Yes, right. Devolves into.
Yes. I'd pay the National Enquirer $150,000 to run the story.
Maybe. All right, wait a minute. I got a new business model for Kevin and for Michael.
Uh-oh.
They can dig up dirt on talk radio hosts and call the host and tell him, we've got this picture of you with a chicken, and we're going to run it in talkers unless you send us $10,000.
Yeah, only one problem with that. The talk radio hosts don't have enough money to pay us off.
Most of them don't, right.
Not anymore. Well,
yeah.
The other side of it is most of the people that we know don't have enough pride to be upset by that.
you got that
true. Yeah,
I like that
right.
Chicken.
Yeah.
But wait, a president of the United States had extramarital sex. This is news? How is this news?
Right. Well, but it becomes a conversation tool, Walter, because we want to know or we want to think that the person we elect as president is above it all. Isn't really human, but he or she is superhuman.
Those days
and
are
therefore,
over.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, even if they ever were. I mean, there were a few that probably were above reproach. We always go back to Washington and Lincoln. But if you look at the history of guys like Polk and Harrison and some of the people whose names you won't remember, but they were really bad guys.
But you remember.
Thank you, Walter. I remember from my days actually paying attention in history, Walter. 28 past the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Caltrain and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Continuing conversation about conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the weekly review in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. That's talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can see the list from the charts published at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the home of Kevin Casey, who's with us this week. Michael Harrison's on vacation, so Kevin who's the COO at Talkers, is here discussing with us the stories, not to be trumped by, pardon the pun, Walter Sterling, talk radio host, is here, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen. Okay, so I'm going to go back in history, Walter. This is your life, Walter Sterling. Walter has done a lot of things. He's achieved greatness in the talk radio world, and I don't mean that facetiously. Sometimes, because Walter and I have been friends for a long, long time, we have our conversations back and forth, and sometimes they get to be a bit tongue-in-cheekish. However, I mean this out of admiration. A lot of the great talk radio that you hear today has come out of the mind of Walter Sterling, whether they be national programs, local programs. You've been responsible in no small way for some very successful radio programs, hosts. And one of the things to your credit is a station known around the industry as New Jersey 101.5, which you created and made a fabulous combination of good talk and music put together. It really is. It's a very unique station. I don't think there's another one like it in the country, in fact. Is there really? And I honestly don't know that there is. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm a big believer in creating a radio station for its location.
Mm-hmm.
There cannot be another one of those because it was made specifically for New Jersey. I always bake from scratch. I never have photocopied what other people do. I bake from scratch, try to get to know the city, try to get to know the location, and create a mirror for that location. And that station sounds like Jersey.
It does, in fact. Okay, so one of the stories in Talkers Magazine this week, for those who are followers of fashion, you go to talkers.com, you read what's going on in the industry, you'll see the story of a couple of hosts who are on the radio station who have been suspended because they made reference to, I think, the mayor of Trenton.
Attorney General.
The Attorney General, thank you. As Turban Man, referencing the fact that I think he's a Sikh, if I remember, Kevin, the story correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yep. I think that's the story. And they were talking about him on the air and referred to him as Turban Man. Now, I didn't actually hear the audio. Kevin, did you hear the audio?
I've not heard the audio. I've read a transcript of the offending passages.
Right. Do you think it's offensive? Is it offensive to you personally? Take yourself out of the talk radio business to hear something like that, or the context. For me, anyway, it's got to be I want to hear the contextual use of it. But for you, what constitutes offensive?
Personally, as a listener, it's not something that I find it childish and stupid. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I find it childish and stupid. I think, you know, the name-calling thing is kind of... And the other thing that Dennis Malloy, who was one of the co-hosts who was suspended, said was he intimated that if the man took off his turban, then he'd bother to know his name, I guess implying that he had failed to assimilate as an American. And that's his opinion. He's welcome to it. I think it's stupid, but, you know, that's what happened.
Well, we live in an age that embraces that, or at least many of us embrace it. Some people still don't. But I do think you're right when it comes to being very...
I'd love to hear Walter's take on this.
Yeah, that's where we're going next.
Because, Walter, we live in a world now where you have to get ratings in radio. You have to engage people. You have to make them interested in what you're saying. And it's a competition because I want to be number one, but then the station across the street wants to be number one as well. But then we also live in a world where everybody's always constantly offended. So how do those two worlds live together? See? He's afraid to
talk.
The character in the 7-Eleven on The Simpsons. The reason I paused, I'm trying to remember the name of the character.
Apu.
On The Simpsons. What is his name?
Apu.
We grew up with Apu. That character has been in The Simpsons for 20 years. Doesn't seem to be causing a problem. And Dennis Malloy stated a fact. The man wears a turban by choice. It's not a race thing or religion thing. The man wears a turban by choice. I don't know about you, but more than one occasion I've had people joke about the things I wear. And it's his opinion. And for 30 years, Howard Stern has called them turban heads.
Mm-hmm. And you had no small hand in Howard Stern's success either. You were intimately involved in much of what he has done over the years, if I'm not mistaken.
But I don't think any of this is important. And I don't want to comment specifically on that radio station for a number of reasons, but mostly because I don't know what happened internally. I've been inside those situations, and people comment from the outside, but they don't know what's going on inside. But I'll talk about this in general terms. I've seen this over and over again, and like you just said, progressively over the past 3 or 4 years, where hosts say something stupid, and then they get suspended. Well, the minute they get suspended, it goes from a passing moment to news. And why a radio station would volunteer to get news about something a host said that was stupid, I don't quite understand. In my opinion, and what I've experienced and what I have done in my career, is that when a host says something stupid like that, the best thing to do is to move on. The minute a station decides to pause, pull the host out, chastise them, make them apologize, all of a sudden it goes from being something in context and that happened on the radio, and gee, did he really say that? I don't know, commercial weather. The minute they pause it and pull it out, it becomes news, and the station and the host then become identified with this, whereas if they hadn't done anything, nothing happens.
Well, let me go one step further with this, because you and I are maybe a little more seasoned, although Richie has become an executive and knows his way around well. Kevin is a veteran radio station operator, and also certainly because of his role at Talkers, knows the ins and outs, the inside and outside of talk radio. And I mean that literally, the inside and outside. You said you've been involved in many of these sort of meetings. I remember once and only once in my career was I brought to the woodshed. I was doing mornings on KBC in Los Angeles. I was on Star Jones, and I were talking about Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton was on a boat traveling from Chicago to I think Detroit, but he was going across the Great Lakes.
As my finger makes its way up to the dump button.
No, I'm not. No, you don't have to worry about it. I didn't. What I said was under my breath, too bad the boat doesn't sink. And yeah, I was the guy was a new program director that day, and he brought me in again. He said, "We just fired a guy in New York named Bob Grant for saying things like that." And, you know, that isn't my normal stock and trade, but, you know, I wasn't a fan of Clinton's at the time, and Star Jones had nothing. I mean, it was like talking to paste when I was working 4 hours a day with her. So it was just one of those things that happened in a. And I thought after I said it, damn it, why did I say that? And then, but I want to just keep moving. Like you said, just keep moving.
Yes, exactly.
And like, no, they want to make a big deal out of it. Go ahead, Walter.
When you get a caller on the air who curses and it gets through, or you accidentally curse, or you say something vaguely slanderous, the minute you pause and say, "Oh, gee, we're sorry that got on the air," like what? They don't hear it.
Yeah, pretend it never happened. Just keep going, man. Everybody wants to stop, and it puts this big red flag
here,
exclamation point.
I know,
on
but
it.
Walter and Kevin, well, Richie, you too, because all you guys are management guys or have been management guys. I have been too, in fact. But the essence of what happens today versus what happened then. When we started, we were told to be crazy, outrageous, have fun, do whatever you want. Now, the management is so full of fear, and they're worried about everything.
Because somebody can grab that audio. The audio never goes away. It's out there forever now. And they can take it and share it on social media, and all of a sudden it goes viral, and they are afraid to death of being on the other end of that viral hate campaign.
Yeah.
But there's another reason, and it's profound, and it's uniquely American. And regardless of the business you're in, you might be able to relate to this. One of the things that's happened in American radio and television is over the past 30 years, it has evolved from being managed by people who have experienced content to people who are 100% from sales.
Yeah.
And when you have people who are from sales, all they care about is the client and being loved and being happy, and they overreact to any complaint from a client. Whereas somebody who has experience creating content knows how to handle it. The best example I can give of this, the best way I can frame it, for years I worked for a company called Standard Broadcasting in Canada, which had 89 stations owned by and one guy, a programming guy. And I noticed that every single station that he owned was run by somebody who had never been in sales, ever. All programming directors. And I said to him, and their stations were hugely successful, CFRB in Toronto, CJD in Montreal. I said to him once, why don't you have any general managers who came out of sales? And he said to me, they'll just screw it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're all sales-oriented. I agree. But yet, many managers then and now came from sales instead of programming. That's a very astute observation. And an insight for people who are listening to the program to understand is they pay attention to what's going on a lot of their favorite stations with their favorite hosts. Walter Sterling, Kevin Casey, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the countdown at 45 past the hour. People in the face of conversation, we review all of these people as they connect, and some, not always do they connect to the big stories, but most of the time or much of the time they do. So this week, number 10 to number 1, let's see if we can connect the dots. At number 10, well, we got two Cohens in the list this week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at 10, and Michael Cohen is at 2. In between, at number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. Number 7, Mark Zuckerberg's got his problems at Facebook, lost a lot of value in his stock. Number 6, Robert Mueller. I don't know how his stock is, up or down. Paul Ryan, same thing with you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. He's number 5. Rod Rosenstein and his boss, Jeff Sessions, are tied for number 4. Pukin, Putin, Bad Vlad, number 3. Michael Cohen, as I said, is 2. And at number 1, the Donald Trump, president of these here United States, from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Inflammatory bowel disease is sometimes confused with irritable bowel syndrome. Just one letter difference, but IBD and IBS are not the same.
Inflammatory bowel disease suggests that there's actual inflammation or damage to the lining of the gastrointestinal tract. So that's the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, or the large intestine, also called the colon. IBS is irritable bowel syndrome. So a syndrome is a constellation of symptoms, but not a real disease.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Sananda Kain says it's important to differentiate because while the symptoms are similar, the treatments for IBD and IBS are different.
Treatment is not one size fits all by any means.
Dr. Kain explains that when IBD is present, it's important to not only treat the symptoms, but to treat the inflammation that's at the root of the symptoms. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th. This is the official overview, the top 10 stories, starting at number 10, the heat wave. We're having a heat wave, bringing heat to the southwest and rain to the east coast. Number 9, the president barred that CNN reporter. Number 8 on the list of top stories from Talkers Magazine, more discussion about immigration policy. Number 7, the trade wars. Number 6, Facebook and its problems. Number 5, the Trump and Iranian back and forth on whether we go to war or we don't. More talking about whether Trump and Putin will have another meeting at number 4. Trade talks between the European Union and the U.S. number 3. Mr. Rosenstein, impeach him or not, number 2, and the Cohen recordings and the investigation that goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's it from the story list of the countdown. Kevin Casey, the COO of Talkers Magazine, here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I wanted to put another sort of insight to an inside story, putting it into perspective from the sort of radio wars. The announcer who has been doing play-by-play for the former Hartford Whalers, now the Carolina Hurricanes, he's a guy who's been around for a long time. His name is Chuck Caton. I don't know if you know him or not or remember him from Hartford. Do you remember him by any chance, Kevin?
You carry the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah, right. So he went down, he moved with the team when they went to Carolina. The people running the radio, I'm not sure it was a radio station or the franchise, the team, cut his pay by 80%. And they basically said to him, well, radio's not that important to us anymore, so if you want to stay, you can stay for a nickel and a dime. He hadn't missed calling a game in 39 years.
Yeah.
So what does that tell us about the world of radio as it is today? What people need to understand about why things change as they do, where they used to always, it was a host would stay forever.
I think this is, my guess is, and I'm only privy to what the owner actually said publicly about the situation. And what he basically said was, is that the radio broadcasts are not bringing up in enough listeners to justify paying Chuck and going dealing with the whole radio broadcast. You're talking about the hockey in the Carolinas, and if he says that there aren't enough listeners, then it's his decision not to pay, you know, or right. to say, hey, I just can't do this. You know, Chuck Caton's a great guy, fantastic NHL broadcaster, and I think he could work with any team that wanted him. He's really good. Yeah. And it is sad for Chuck, but it also says maybe hockey and radio in the Carolinas just aren't as lucrative as hockey and on radio in the Twin Cities or, you know, in Montreal is.
That's a very astute observation. Thank you for making it. Thanks for being here. Kevin Casey, COO of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to focus in on the mind and the comments of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's also a college prof. And don't forget, he is the founder of Scamicide, which is the best place to go when you have a problem with a scam, some kind of identity theft. He's written the book. He's written the Bible. When it comes to understanding what you need to know about identity theft. The book is called Identity Theft Alert. So look for that, and if there's a problem, you think you're being scammed, and you probably are in some way, shape, or form. We all are. Scamaside.com is the website. That's part of his purpose in life. Did you ever, your mother or your wife ever ask you, what's your purpose in life, Steve?
No, I can't remember her doing that.
Really?
I'm still asking it.
Well, you're here as a legal beagle, but also as an observer.
There you go.
I thought it was really interesting this week, before we get to some of the items that are in the countdown, Eric Church, who was one of the headliners of that festival in Las Vegas last year where all those people were massacred, is blaming the NRA, and the NRA has threatened him with a suit for defamation. Can public entities like the NRA sue individuals and vice versa?
Yeah, actually, you can have groups and companies. You may remember years ago, this was where Dr. Phil came to the fore. Oprah had made some comment about the beef industry, and they sued her for defamation. And in the course of preparing her defense, she met Dr. Phil and consulted with him in regard to her testimony. So, yeah, groups can do it. It certainly is tougher to prove, but the laws do allow it.
So if the lobbyists are in fact responsible and the NRA is responsible, can individuals sue them, families sue them, or are they now? There are all these suits going back and forth, suing the hotel, can you sue these people? And what happens, just because you sue somebody doesn't mean you're going to get anywhere with a suit, right?
No, and that's where, you know, people, hey, can I sue someone for this? And absolutely, you can sue anybody you want. You're not necessarily going to succeed. And there's a theory in the law called proximate cause. And so the cause of the harm has to be pretty, pretty directly traceable to the person or entity that you're suing. And, you know, as much as I'm not a big NRA fan, doesn't mean I'm against the Second Amendment, but I just happen to think the NRA is quite unreasonable. But in any event, tracing the harm back to them is, I think, going to be not very productive.
No, but again, you sue anybody for anything. It's called billable hours, much as anything else. But there are a lot of these, you know, you can sue your neighbor, you can sue anybody. Come up with a reason. Here's a suit. A mother of a disabled teenager is suing Emirates for inhumane discrimination against her family. Her son has epilepsy, autism, and severe learning difficulties. And because he demonstrated rather strange behavior, the airline threw him off the plane. So now, I mean, you see these sorts of things. Is there recourse in that circumstance?
You know, again, it comes down to the word that makes lawyers rich, which is reasonable. Just like companies are supposed to make reasonable accommodations to people with handicaps, they don't have to be guarantors of knowing absolutely everything and acting perfectly correctly. So if they were acting reasonably under the circumstances and not knowing the specific facts, really can't comment, then they're okay. If indeed they should have, another great legal phrase, known that he was not presenting a threat, then there is some discrimination.
So here we go. The immigration policy, as we continue to sift through this, I can't even understand what's going on now. Who's with who? Are the families back together? What's the precedent? No. Is the government being sued by some of these people? What's the story?
Yeah, you know, the families still have not been reunited. The government had a deadline imposed by the courts, which they have not as of yet met. And the question is, again, are they doing all that they can to try and comply with the court's orders? You know, you look at the larger issues when it comes to immigration. And by the way, I was looking at some statistics about how the president's, zero tolerance proposal was going to reduce immigration and illegal immigration, and it hasn't. To me, the biggest thing is it's going to be a continued mess for a much longer time because there is no one in Congress who is willing to stick their neck out.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
College students who are fed up with their free speech being silenced by campus administrative policies are taking their grievances to court. One group filing suit is Speech First. They argue that universities are establishing arbitrary rules and protocols that create a dangerous environment on campus in which free speech protections under the First Amendment no longer exist. Well, lawsuits argue that these restrictions are completely subjective. Pacific Justice Institute is in favor of these types of efforts to protect the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says lawmakers must stay focused on the real issue when it comes to the Russian investigation.
It's a big issue for the president and for the presidency, but we should make sure that we stay on focus, that the Russians are clearly our threat here.
On ABC's This Week, Lankford says if you watch the news every day, the Russian investigation gets confusing.
It's constantly something else seems to be the story. I think we've lost track of the fact that the Russians were trying to interfere in our election and to sow chaos into our democracy, and every single day I see a growing chaos in our democracy, just in the constant accusations back and forth.
Officials have ordered the town of Lakeport in Northern California to evacuate as a wildfire moves toward the Lake County Recreation Area. Lake County Sheriff Lieutenant Corey Polich says the order Sunday brings the number of evacuations in Lake County to about 7,500, up from the previous 2,500. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin's insisting President Trump absolutely supports the independence of the Federal Reserve.
We as an administration absolutely support the independence of the Fed, and the president's made it clear that this is the Fed's decision.
Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday the president was just voicing his worries.
These are really more just comments saying, you know, as interest rates are going up, it's something that the president has a concern.
Fire officials in Greece raised the death toll there from a wildfire that raged through a coastal area east of Athens to 91. 25 people are reportedly still missing 6 days after Europe's deadliest forest fire in more than a century. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. And yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Homeland Security officials say Russian hackers who penetrated hundreds of U.S. utilities, manufacturing plants, and other facilities last year gained access by using the most conventional of phishing tools.
Officials say the hackers could have caused blackouts but chose not to, and there was no threat that the grid would go down. The victims included vendors that had links to nuclear plants and the electric grid. The newly disclosed details of the 2017 hack come amid growing concerns over the Kremlin's efforts to interfere in midterm elections and recent news that a dozen Russian military intelligence officers hacked into Democratic email accounts to infiltrate the Clinton presidential campaign. Jeremy House, Washington.
Cambodia's exiled opposition leader, Sam Rainsy, has called for peaceful protests against the country's general election, calling it a sham election with foregone conclusion. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The U.S. now has the highest maternal mortality rate of any developed nation. Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us about efforts to improve care after delivery.
U.S. women are waiting until later in life to have children, and this may explain the paradox of more complications in pregnancy despite obstetric care. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is calling on health insurers to support routine maternal ongoing care after birth rather than one isolated visit. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
A violin bought by a Massachusetts pawn shop for $50 ended up being worth about 5,000 times that. A new employee at the LBC Boutique and Loan in Somerville had no idea what he was buying when he paid for the violin, which was handcrafted in 1759. It was a Fernando Gagliano violin worth about $250,000. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research and work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who follow our weekly escapade into the conversational world, the News Talk Radio, some people call it political talk radio, know that we get our information. I remember when Casey Kasem used to do the countdown and he gave credit to Billboard magazine, the top 30 or 40 songs in the various formats. So we get our information from The Trade magazine in the talk world, which is Talkers. You'll find it at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. And so we go through, Rich McFadden is here with Victoria Keelan and me. Victoria is a part of the DJB program, which we do Monday through Friday. Also, Richie has been a part of my radio escapade for nigh on to two centuries, I think.
Something like that.
Sometimes it feels that way. Okay, so the top 10 stories, sometimes we weave our magic into the conversation about the people, but they're related, the top 10 stories and the top 10 list of people being discussed. The week of July 23rd to the 27th, and at number one here, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, claims the president knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting in which the Russians had promised his campaign dirt about Hillary Clinton. However, Cohen's legal team insisted that they didn't leak the revelation, raising the possibility it came from the Trump team to weaken his bargaining hand should he decide to flip. So, is he flipping the Trump-Russia investigation number one this week on the list? I'm offended, frankly, by
You're
all of this
by
because I'm offended by all of the crap that's going to, this is going to go nowhere. Nothing is going to happen. This is just political chicanery, theater, wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to find out what and to do what with what we find out. What's going to happen? You're not going to impeach Trump on this stuff because he's not directly connected to it. So Mueller is looking, you know, he takes a, he's getting a good, he's getting paid about $400,000 a year for his trouble. And how many other lawyers? What I saw one time, there were 124 lawyers assigned to this. What do you think that's cost?
Oh, it's millions and millions and millions.
Oh, it's craziness.
Hey, listen, we've got to investigate possible wrongdoing by our politicians. But
at what point do you stop? When's the conclusion?
It gets to the point where it just gets silly. Now you've got Trump saying that Cohen is a known liar. But he was my lawyer for years.
But he only had two clients, and I was one of them. But, you know, I mean, come on.
I thought he had three, Victoria.
Well, the third,
if it weren't so sad.
The third was Sean Hannity, but Hannity said he was never actually a client, so he really only had two.
Yeah. Okay. Nice story.
I don't know. It is kind of funny at this point because it's Trump versus
theater.
Cohen is really
is
amping up.
Normal?
And it's, I think it is. And this isn't even about Russia. This is about, you know, which playmates he was paying off to keep them quiet. This isn't even related to Russia. I think they were trying to find stuff that related to Russia through Cohen, but I don't really think they're going to find anything there. We're going to maybe hear a bunch of embarrassing recordings of Trump talking about, you know, which hooker to pay off. But, you know, beyond that, I don't think it's really going to show
Giuliana's
much in the Russian
saying
investigation.
Within those recordings that you can hear Trump saying, pay with a check.
Right.
And somebody else saying, no, pay with cash, and Trump insisting pay with a check.
Right.
So I guess that's there's a
but
timeline.
Then I think it was Giuliani who tried to swing that and saying, see, the president is being honest. He wanted to pay by check.
I know.
As a tax deduction. It's a business expense. It was a business meeting. Write it off.
So let me ask you. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have a president who has high moral character? But, you know, you look
we
back.
We had that for 8 years. I guess it's time for a
really?
Change.
When?
You think?
Yeah.
Don't think Obama had high moral character when it comes to his family and his marriage? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about cheating and paying off hookers.
Yes.
That's not what Obama was about.
Right. But otherwise, we can go through a list of that. You know what? Bush, the old man, is probably the last truly, I mean, even Bush, the second one, George Bush Jr., I the guy was an alcoholic for years. And just so where do you find somebody that where they are truly
wants to be president
that's really a decent person? Jimmy Carter, terrible president, great human being.
Yeah, good guy, yeah.
Bill Clinton, not so much.
No, Bill Clinton is not a great guy, but he's a very good president in many ways, I think.
I mean,
how do you define moral bankruptcy, or how do you find how do you define whatever it is that you use? It's all very, very subjective. It's not objective at all.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah,
is no matter who you put up there, somebody's going to find them to be a dirtbag, and it's going to become.
You know, Richie, what this reminds me of, I remember many years when I was owning radio stations and managing radio stations, there were always questions from listeners. About things that were considered to be dirty on the air. I heard this guy use a dirty word. Like if I said bastard on the air, that would offend some people, and they'd want to report. So, because I want to make a point.
Does anyone even care about that word anymore?
Well, but that's the point.
Harsh.
You
watch any of these late night shows, or even some of the dramas on TV, and the words that are used in NCIS or in the Law and Order Victims show, some of the words that you never would have heard on television before, written into the script. And then if you go over down to cable and listen to Conan O'Brien at night versus the three guys that are on standard television, he says and gets away with a lot more because it's cable. It's not regular mainstream television.
So,
it goes even further when it comes to some of the stuff that's on Netflix. Well, anyway, the point is that we all have different meanings we have different feelings about words, and they're just that. They're words. But I remember we had this debate. We had a public debate in Boston when I was running WEI about the what constituted offensive, obscenity laden radio, what on the radio constituted something that was offensive. And because there's no community standard anywhere, people could accuse them.
And from the FCC.
The FCC got complaints all the time about Howard Stern.
Right.
But they could never. The only time that CBS ever paid a fine is because the guy running CBS wanted the publicity out of paying $1.3 million in fines. They could go to court. Look at how many times Fox has been in court about obscenity stuff.
But the bottom
and they throw
line
it
is
out.
There's no clear definition of what obscenity is.
No.
From the FCC,
no.
So it's all subjective.
Yep. So, and the same is true, I think, of this, to get back around to number one.
Well.
This is nonsense. So, all right.
Well.
That's enough
of
that.
It's not nonsense, but it's just.
Well,
it's,
I think so.
We are wasting money.
Right. Okay. And is the number two item, Rosenstein being impeached, is that more theater and nonsense, or does this guy deserve to be impeached? He's the number two guy at the. Department of Justice. Thank you, Reggie. You saved the day again. 15 past the hour. Calitrin, speaking of saving the day, if you're in need of losing weight, whether it be serious weight, you want to lose 30, 40 pounds, or you want to lose, like me, 10, 12, 13, 14 pounds, you get on the Calitrin program and you'll get where you want to go. You take time because doing this in order to be healthy, you need to do this in a healthful way. You don't want. You know, remember when Al Roker. Yeah, Al Roker.
Yeah, he got
had
the,
that.
Yeah, he got the band surgery.
Right. Yeah, it was. He cleaned out his gut and his system, but he was sick for a long time because it's a stark. It's a doing that sort of thing or losing 30 pounds in 30 days, that kind of stuff. That's a hell of a bang on your body. And so you want to do this so that you don't get sick. Yeah, down the road, if you have that weight problem, you're going to get really sick. Calitrin, take my word for it. 12 pounds I've lost since April, very steady. I'm right, and I'm going to maintain that weight because in the summertime I love ice cream, so I'll keep taking Calitrin to offset the impact of me eating so much ice cream. So do this. Your body's going to like it. Do yourself a favor. Lose the weight intelligently. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount. Use the code DJV and lose the weight intelligently. Calitrin at toploss.com.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs, you'll sleep longer, you'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. All right, let's get to this number two item on the countdown. We're reviewing, as we do every week at this time, the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories from Talkers Magazine. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Rosenstein at the Department of Justice, number two guy there. Some want to impeach him. I've never really quite figured out what his act was. And so now Ryan says, we're not doing this. It's more theater. What is? Where are we with this?
So the House Freedom Caucus, the hardliners on the conservative side.
Yeah, the right-wingers.
They want to throw him out. And then Ryan's like, no, we can't because we've got things we need to do in the House over the next few months, and this will just totally blow up everything we're trying to get done. And then they came back, and so the bottom line is that Ryan agreed that they're trying to get Rod Rosenstein, to give up emails and documents, and he won't. And so they
pertaining to what?
Pertaining to the Trump investigation.
Nah,
so they're trying to say, if you don't give them up, now we will proceed, but it's going to take a few months because Ryan wants to get some of the work in the House done first.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet? So what do we get at the end of the day? More money being wasted. These guys, there's so much corruption, it's almost impossible.
School. Everybody go to law school, become a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's where you make all the money. Work for the government.
You're never going to, you know what? You're never going to lose your job's automation.
Yes.
What, if you're a lawyer?
Yep, exactly. You never will.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you can say that about being a nurse, too, though, right? Things in the medical profession, to a point.
Yeah, some to a point, yeah.
Lawyers. What's the, what is it, it's not, the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm.
Medical, yeah.
Yeah, who said first kill all the lawyers?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare said that, right, okay. So,
that's why I love
that guy. I think we have one lawyer for every 400 people in America, don't we? It's like obscene in comparison to the rest of the world. In Europe, it's one for every 8,000 or something, but here it's one for every 400 people. And my lawyer, I had the same lawyer for 40-some-odd years. He's busy. He can't keep up. He's just a general practitioner. He can't keep up with it.
They are geniuses at creating revenue streams. They are so good at it.
Smart at it. Billable hours. Don't you love it?
Yep.
I'm going to start billing you by the hour, Reggie. 21 past the hour.
Checks in the mail.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vint Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk 23 and change after the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan running through the numbers and the stories, starting at number one and number two, basically the same kind of stuff, investigating the government, investigating the investigators. Let's investigate the investigators who investigate the investigators. Number three is the trade discussion, the European Union. It looks like they have settled the problem. And it, if I get this correctly, if you think I'm not on the right page, you'll tell me, both of you, that the U.S. and the European Union have agreed to no tariffs on anything, which is what I think ought to be the case. Take the tariffs down and let stuff sell for what it's worth. This especially affects the farmers, foodstuffs, the trade, that the trade meeting here and where the consensus is exactly the opposite of what's going on in Asia, especially with the Chinese. But there are, you know, you can talk about our tariffs with other countries, but it doesn't mean much unless you're in, you know, doing business with China. And so this week, something that affected me and my, well, I don't get any government subsidies for my farm work, but a lot of my brethren do. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so it was of particular interest this week, and I discuss it on, we have a weekly program which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, overviewing the issues of the American family farmer, the food we eat, how it affects us and our families, that sort of thing. And so we talked this week about the president setting aside $12 billion, not in the farm bill, but separately, to help farmers that are being hurt by this trade war with China. And it's the problem is it becomes politicized because the people who don't need it are the ones who get it, whether it's the farm bill or this $12 billion subsidy. Trump just says, okay, we're going to put $12 billion out there to help the farmers that are being hurt. Well, the farmers that are being hurt are the family farmers, not the big conglomerates, the big corporate farms. They find markets because they're international, the likes of Cargill, ADM. What, you think you need to help them? No. You need to help the people who are trying to help you locally eat good, healthy food. And we're all being affected by what's going on in the trade wars because it all is like trickle-down economics. Remember that theory, Victoria, from Ronald Reagan?
I do. I remember it from George, from Ferris Bueller.
I learned about it in school, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is that it all starts at the very, the basic, the ground level, pardon the pun, the American family farmer is the one who grows this stuff, some of them bigger than others, but then they're hired by the big conglomerates. They're just contracted out, so the conglomerates are the ones that get the dough, and they never pass it down to the people that are actually doing the work. So it's a real screw job, frankly, for the farmer. As far as the European Union is concerned, they see the handwriting on the wall. They need America. We need them. We figured it out.
And now you got to do the same thing with China and Asia.
Exactly.
Because, right. Yeah, that's where it really counts.
Yeah. Right. Well, European, they listen.
I mean, great. We're going to get cheaper pasta from Italy, but, you know. Maybe
well, no, there's a lot of stuff, Richie. There's a lot of
but
hardware.
Really, the big trade partner is Asia, and that's where all this. And hopefully Trump's, quote-unquote, art of the deal is working, and he will be able to. And that's all this is. Everybody's like, oh, it's a tariff war. No, it's not. It's a tool to negotiate.
It's his way of doing business.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. And is that reflected in number four, the meeting with Putin? Is he really snowed by Putin? A lot of people say, oh, Putin did a number on him, made him look foolish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think Trump is not, I think he's street smart. I hope so.
I'm uncomfortable with the way he deals with the whole Russia thing. I need to see him get a little tougher on this.
Mm-hmm. And in what way would he be?
It's not okay to come home and then say, oh, yeah, well, I totally think he's responsible.
Right. As a Trump supporter, I want him to look the guy in the eyes and go, listen, this dog and pony show with the election stuff has to stop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Food for thought on the Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour. Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run.
Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you've had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fascinating conversation by those in the know. This is the overview of the Talkers chart from this week, ending on Friday, July the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here as we look at some of these powerful stories. Number one and number two related to the Trump administration. Number three, the trade rhetoric, if that's what you want to call it. Now, and four has to do with Putin and Trump. Number five, the president focused on Iran, capital letters in his tweet. We're going to get you. It's like two kids in a schoolyard.
I love that.
Play. I know you do, Richard.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I don't like it.
It's just, it's so infantile and just
yes.
like all caps. And
right.
But his ability.
I haven't gotten an all cap thing since the last time I was scolded by my at-the-time girlfriend.
Sending all caps emails. Oh, yeah. That was like his thing.
Don't ever contact me again.
I used to call him and say, is your keyboard broken? Can I send you a new keyboard? Because everything is all caps all the time.
Right.
So, but his ability to control the storyline, the message, is unmatched. Name a time in history when somebody has controlled their message as well as he has. And name a time in politics when one politician can go around the media like he does, can go around the rest of the government.
That's the problem, Richie. That's the problem, because the news media has been so used to in our lifetime, in modern times,
being able to control
the news
the
media
message.
Has been able to control the message, control the information, control the pipeline. Now they can't, and so they turn around like children. And they try to trump on Trump or bump on Trump or beat on Trump or whatever it is. And from my perspective, whether I voted for Trump or didn't like him or not, any objective overview of the news media's treatment of this person has to admit that it is outrageously one-sided. And it is very infantile. It's so obvious.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and I forget who was talking about it. You know these middle-of-the-night tweets, the 2, 3 a.m. tweets that Trump sends out, like the all-cap stuff and everything like that?
Yeah.
And you think it's just Trump sitting up in the middle of the night in his office just banging away on his iPhone or whatever it is and just being totally random. It is so well-planned and organized. The reason they tweet, he tweets in the middle of the night.
Does he do it, or is this somebody who's doing
it?
Like I have somebody
doing it.
It is him.
It's, well, no, there's a whole staff. This whole thing is really laid out well. But it feeds the news cycle. Mm-hmm. So that by 5 and 6 a.m., all of the morning, look up CNN. I look at ABC News. Look at CNN. All of the morning show. And then it feeds the rest of the day's news cycle so that by the time he controls the message so well, and this is not just some random thing. They absolutely know what they're doing, and they work it to a T, and to the point where they work it for Iran. I want to get this message out. Here it is, and I'm not going to let anybody filter me, but here's how the message is going to flow.
And there it is.
And there it is.
Does.
It's brilliant.
Bingo.
It looks like a madman, but underneath, there's a platform for it, and it works really well.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, your thought on it?
I don't agree with the method of it.
Number six is a focus on Facebook. Stock dropped 20% this week because, and you can fill in the blank, Victoria, if you'd like.
Well, it dropped it lost $120 billion in market capitalization because they basically said that the expectations on revenue they missed already this year. They had to say that they're not going to have the projections that they thought they were going to have. Facebook is still not trusted by its users. It's still a mess. It's still all part of the fallout from Cambridge Analytica.
And growth. I mean, they're capping out. How many more people could get on Facebook? Really, realistically, how much more can it grow? So at some point, it has to cap out, and everybody has to go, okay, this is where it's going to stay for a while, and this is what it's worth.
The best thing that they have going for them is that they own Instagram. That's going to save their bottom line time and time again. So,
agreed.
Yeah, that's the best thing they've got.
Because the Facebook audience will die off. soon.
Well, so will the Instagram audience, and there'll be
no the Instagram audience. Is Instagram 30 audience, years younger.
Yeah, they're
well, but it's
going to
die off sooner or later. Not like it's going to.
It'll be
not for a long, long time.
Yeah, it'll be a long. Facebook has got 30 years, 20 years left. Instagram has 50, 60 years worth of clientele. I mean, you know, teenagers, young teenagers are using Instagram. They'll
My
use
cousins
it for the rest.
Are 10, and right. they're on Instagram.
My daughter's 11. So,
what would Jesus do?
Oh, he would definitely
Jesus
use social media.
Jesus would so love Instagram.
Oh. Jesus would rock Instagram.
Number seven this week.
He would.
On the countdown is the trade war with China. We've had that. We talked about it with the European Union. Same basic thing. Number eight, the focus on illegal immigration. I don't see this is like going around in a barrel.
So the deadline has come and passed to get all the kids back, and really the remaining 700 kids are the ones that they are worried about because the parents have some kind of criminal background or the signs of abuse from the kids. So that's kind of where it stands right now is most of the kids that could be reunited with their families have been, but now it's kind of the tricky ones where, okay, your dad is an MS-13 member who killed somebody.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, or the kids have signs of abuse. Or so now what do we do with the rest here?
And then there's the other kids who have just been stolen. So then what do you do with them?
Again, I always tell this story when it comes to this issue. When my wife and I adopted our daughter from South America, we got a real big lesson in how kids were just outright being stolen, babies, for sale. So that somebody could make $20,000 selling a baby.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So, you know, I know we want to get all these kids back, but do a little due diligence and make sure you're not sending these kids back into a horrible situation.
Mm. Yep.
All right. So that's number eight. Number nine, this one I smile about because it's so Trump. Back to him. And his relationship with the news media, especially CNN. Was it the president's order himself, or did he leave it to Sarah Parker, what's-her-face Huckabee, or who was it that told the reporter, you can't come na-na-na-na-na to the next press conference? And what was the reason for it, Victoria? You remember?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I've been following this story, and I still, all I know is all the other reporters stand behind this reporter because she was the one. Well, it's not just that simple. I think it's because also when you start limiting access to the press, we live in a free press country. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And why this one person, because they said she asked an inappropriate question. I don't know what the question was, but it's just, it's ridiculous.
It had to do with him and his, I think it had to do with the payoff to the other prostitutes.
How is that inappropriate? That's on it. That's everywhere. That's practically common knowledge now. That's like saying, you can't talk about it, but everyone knows about it.
Right.
So I'm looking at this story, Doug, and one interesting thing that pops out at me, it says two White House officials told them that she asked inappropriate questions during Trump's meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. But the two White House officials, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Bill Shine, is he working at the White House now?
You didn't know that?
Bill Shine from Fox News, who we know?
He took over. He's in charge of all press relations. He's in charge of the press. He's in charge of everything there now. You didn't know that?
I did not know that. That is fantastic.
We used to have his wife, Darla, was on our program for a number of years, and she's a piece of work.
She's a megastar, man.
I found
him. Oh, my God, Doug, I'm the biggest star.
I know, right, yeah.
But she's
so different from him.
I think she's a jackass because she said a lot of really controversial things that any woman who serves in the military should expect to be harassed sexually.
Yeah, Darla's not afraid.
That's Darla. Yeah.
Darla
is she's
about
a moron,
as left-wing
then.
As they come, but she is not afraid.
She's
not afraid to chuck a grenade out there.
No. But she is exactly where you are politically, Victoria.
And her husband 100%. Runs Fox News.
And her husband runs Fox News. And
but I don't care
Trump.
If she's where I am politically. She's an idiot. To say anything like that about women is disgusting.
I can agree with you. She used to drive Doug around.
I don't base my opinions on where someone is politically, if they're aligned with me or not. I base it on, when I judge somebody, it's usually on a moral or ethical level. It has nothing to do with what their politics are. I know you put me in that corner a lot, but that's not true.
I'm not aiming to put you in a corner. It just is. Politics, when it comes to right and left, is so predictable, and I don't like predictability. So I like what you do sometimes. You come out with a position on something that's sort of hard, and then you soften it with some practical common sense approach to whatever the issue is. That I appreciate. Darla had no common sense whatsoever.
None.
Practical side to anything.
None.
She'd go off with, as Richie said, some kind of hand grenade. But her husband was entirely the opposite. I got to know him pretty well. I quite like him, actually.
They're both nice people. She's really nice. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah, she's just kooky. Yeah. But he is someone who was a soldier. That's the best way to describe him. He was hired to do something. He did what he was hired to do. And he was smart enough to know when to duck. He believed that Roger Ailes gave him his lot in life, and he did. And part of that had to do with his friendship with Sean from before, and they stayed friends. As a matter of fact, they live in the same neighborhood. Their wives are friends.
Oh, yeah.
They went back and forth to work in the same car.
Yeah, Darla and Sean Hannity's wife are like best friends. And Darla used to give us all the backroom scoops.
Yeah, yeah, all the dirt.
He won't leave the house. People just always walking up to him. All this stuff. Jeez.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hysterical.
So, anyway.
Wouldn't it be great to have like the Fox and Friends crew all of a sudden become White House employees? The whole Fox channel is all of a sudden working at the White House in the media department.
That might push me to Canada. That might
46 past the hour. Sleeping well at night.
Sorry.
Am I doing a commercial?
No,
doing a commercial. All right, thank you very much.
I'll do mine next.
I want to just talk a little bit about the value of what they do at MyPillow. Not that you haven't heard this before. Anybody who's had trouble sleeping and hasn't gone to MyPillow.com to order new pillows is silly. Everything is washable and dryable and usable for a long, long time. Get quality and service from an American company. American-made MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th. This is the official overview, the top 10 stories, starting at number 10, the heat wave. We're having a heat wave, bringing heat to the southwest and rain to the east coast. Number 9, the president barred that CNN reporter. Number 8 on the list of top stories from Talkers Magazine, more discussion about immigration policy. Number 7, the trade wars. Number 6, Facebook and its problems. Number 5, the Trump and Iranian back and forth on whether we go to war or we don't. More talking about whether Trump and Putin will have another meeting at number 4. Trade talks between the European Union and the U.S. number 3. Mr. Rosenstein, impeach him or not, number 2, and the Cohen recordings and the investigation that goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's it from the story list of the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted.
The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes. And for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
People, in the face of conversation, we review all of these people as they connect in some, not always do they connect to the big stories, but most of the time, or much of the time, they do. So this week, number 10 to number 1, let's see if we can connect the dots. At number 10, well, we got two Cohens in the list this week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at 10, and Michael Cohen is at 2. In between, at number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. Number 7, Mark Zuckerberg's got his problems at Facebook, lost a lot of value in his stock. Number 6, Robert Mueller. I don't know how his stock is, up or down. Paul Ryan, same thing with you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. He's number 5. Rod Rosenstein and his boss, Jeff Sessions, are tied for number 4. Pukin Putin Bad Vlad, number 3. Michael Cohen, as I said, is 2. And at number 1, the Donald Trump, president of these here United States, from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, number 10 this week is a focus on the heat wave here in our country. The heat wave has gripped northern Europe. Greece is on fire. Some of the fires have started as a result of spontaneous combustion. However, there is a suspected arson connection to one of the fires in Greece. But the devastation from the heat wave, things drying out. We've had wild weather here in the Northeast, just the opposite. Richie can tell you firsthand about the floods in Washington and what that's done to his business facility there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and all of our broadcast facilities.
Homeland Security building next door got flooded, and the electricity blew up in it and blew out all of our internet yesterday. So.
Yeah, right. Yep, it's a part of where we are now. Is it global warming? That becomes an old story, but the heat wave is real and a problem around the country and around the world. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five items is in order for the end of the week. Top five items, the stories, if you will. Victoria has been following this. Victoria Keelan, as she usually does. So she's going to bring us from number five to number one in terms of big technology news, starting with a new real estate project for online retailer Overstock. So what's that scoop there, Victoria?
Right. Overstock.com is typically known for selling furniture and jewelry and things like that. So now they're moving into a different area, and this is all thanks to Bitcoin. Overstock.com, anyone who shops on the site may have noticed that from the beginning of the Bitcoin era, you've been able to buy things on Overstock with Bitcoin. It's one of the first and head-scratching kind of retail outlets where they accept cryptocurrency. The reason for that is the CEO, Patrick Byrne, is a cryptocurrency bull on the market. He is super into the cryptos. And so now he's taken Overstock and he's moving into a new area of real estate, and he's relaunching a site called Housery. It's a real estate property management site, but it's more than that. It actually helps people search for a new house if they're in the process of relocating, and then he'll sell you all the furniture to match your new home. So it's kind of a genius move. A lot of people say it's really risky. I think this is something that's probably going to really pay off for Overstock. The stock currently is up over 135%, and that's just in the last 12 months. So look to see Overstock probably pushing a lot of ads, more marketing, things like that. But it's kind of a cool idea.
All right, number four, as we work our way toward number one, is kind of the opposite in terms of those who have Spotify stock. I think it's a public company. I'd be looking to sell if it were me. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, I don't know. Spotify is under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about their individual listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. This is a new report that came out this week. It started in the user forums, where women were going on the forums and complaining that there's no way that they can block their exes, and that because their habits and everything you do on Spotify is made public, that their exes were using this information and harassing them. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. The default settings on Spotify by design make everything public because they want other people to share what they're listening to and help other new people listen to, discover new music and things like that. So the only thing you can do is you have to do it every time you sign on to Spotify, is change your settings to the private session. Unfortunately, no one will be able to know what you're doing, not even your friends, but you will be able to block the harassing exes.
All right, get rid of those damn harassing exes. Number three is a tribute to Yelp, but certainly something that'll be helpful if you use Yelp. Listen up.
The last thing anybody wants, of course, when they book a dinner reservation is to eat at a dirty restaurant. Yelp has been working on this for a while now. They are now providing hygiene scores for restaurants in New York, California, Texas, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. By the end of this year, they'll be covering 750,000 restaurants in large metropolitan areas around the country that will eventually spread down to even your local eateries. And so Yelp basically said they want to make everything more seamless. They started doing this in San Francisco, and now they're just going to keep expanding. So you'll be able to read a full review and see what the hygiene score of all your favorite restaurants are.
Number two on the list is more cryptocurrency news, looks like, Victoria.
Yes, Coinbase, which is the most popular cryptocurrency exchange platform, they have formed their own political action committee, and this caused a lot of waves this week. It's a sign that Coinbase is angling for more sway in Washington, D.C. They wanted they want the crypto industry to be taken more seriously, and they have a lot of money behind them, so it'll be interesting to see how this maybe plays out in the midterm elections.
Yeah. And number one, the number of people who are extracting themselves from pay TV.
Yes, this is really bad news this week for any pay TV provider. This is there was a new report that came out that showed cord cutting, which is when consumers drop cable TV in favor of broadband delivered video. It's accelerating at a much faster rate than expected. It's actually 33 million people have canceled already in 2018. That's higher than the 27 million that was estimated to drop cable. Now the acceleration is happening. The viewership of YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu is going way up, and Amazon is expected to hit 88.7 million viewers this year alone.
And a postscript for Facebook this week. If you own Facebook stock, you've noticed it went down like a rock off about $41 because of some stuff that they've done that they shouldn't have done. So maybe it's sit tight, see if they fix their problem next week. That's Tech Talk, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Rudy Giuliani says President Trump may be open to interview with special counsel Robert Mueller, even if it involves some questions about alleged obstruction of justice in the federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. On CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, the president's attorney said Mr. Trump did nothing wrong by firing then-FBI Director James Comey.
We don't see the legal basis for a president obstructing by merely taking an action in firing somebody that he had every right to fire and about 10 good reasons to fire. So we don't just acknowledge sort of the basis for that. But, you know, we might consider a few questions in that area also.
A second firefighter has died fighting a huge blaze near California's Yosemite National Park. He was treated at the scene after a tree fell on him Sunday at the so-called Ferguson Fire, but died before he could be taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, fire officials say crews have stopped some of the growth of a Northern California blaze that's killed six people and destroyed more than 500 other buildings. The fire that exploded Thursday took out neighborhoods in Redding, a city about 230 miles north of San Francisco. Southwest Airlines says cracks in fan blades, like the flaw blamed for a fatal accident in April, have been found at other airlines, and the engine maker is considering recommending more frequent inspections.
Southwest Chief Operating Officer Mike Vandeven says he knows of maybe four or five reports of cracked fan blades at other carriers. The engines are made by a joint venture of General Electric and a French partner. Van de Ven says GE is considering recommending airlines inspect and lubricate fan blades every 1,600 to 1,800 flights instead of every 3,000 flights. He says Southwest is already doing that.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Average price of gas down 3 cents over the past 2 weeks, according to fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg, $2.91 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code Mike2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code Mike2018.
Kyle Busch holds off teammate to win at Pocono Raceway. Correspondent Jerry Jordan reports.
After having his time disallowed for failing post-qualifying inspection, Kyle Busch raced from the back to the front and held off his teammate Daniel Suarez to take home the win at Pocono Raceway. Busch said it was bittersweet because he beat out his teammate for his first win, but he's happy to continue to build on his points base for the 2018 championship run.
Kind of feel bad. I was the guy that was in front of Daniel when he finished second. He could have won, you know. I mean, he was right there with us all day long. He trailed us that whole run, and I couldn't shake him. I couldn't get away from him.
The second-place run for Suarez was the best of his career and capped off a great weekend as the Mexico native started from the pole for the first time. Rounding out the top five were Alex Bowman, Kevin Harvick, and Eric Jones, respectively. Jerry Jordan, Long Pond, Pennsylvania.
Alex Rossi wins the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for his second IndyCar win of the season and fourth overall. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Looking at the calendar, it's back-to-school time for some parts of the country, and about time to stock up on back-to-school supplies and clothes, and it's not going to come cheap, according to Bobby Stevens with Deloitte Consulting. He says, according to their 2018 back-to-school survey, shoppers are going to spend nearly $28 billion on supplies for kids this season.
In-store sales is still a very important portion of the back-to-school journey. Much of that, we feel, is because of the fact that you're shopping with somebody else. However, of course, like in all other times of the year, online spend continues to increase.
Authorities say a homeless man rescued a woman who jumped from a bridge near downtown Minneapolis. It happened about 2:30 a.m. Saturday morning. She jumped off the Washington Avenue Bridge. The reports are the homeless man was camping under the bridge, heard the woman fall, and leaped into the water and rescued her. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and Frankie Remley takes center stage on this upcoming Phil Harrison Alice Faye show. And later, Fibber McGee is having a little trouble with his eyesight. We travel first to the California desert and the oasis of Palm Springs. This one is from April 2nd of 1950, or just about 3 years after that strange incident at Roswell, New Mexico. Trust me, that will mean something. Just wait till we hear from Frankie, as played by Elliot Lewis, about 5 minutes into this one. Enjoy.
Good health to you all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, and Whitfield. Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today is the Harris family's last day in Palm Springs.
They want to take advantage of it, so Phil has insisted that they get up at 5 a.m. As we look in, they're returning to the hotel after a two-hour horseback ride.
Gee, Mommy, we've had a wonderful morning. So far, we've played tennis and gone swimming and bicycle riding.
What's the next thing planned for us?
Well, I don't know. Let's go back to the room, wake Daddy up, and ask him.
Phyllis, why doesn't Daddy ever get up in the morning?
Oh, he can't on account of his health. He said he has peculiar pigmentation of the skin, and the gamma rays of the morning sun affect his epidermis.
What does that mean?
It's French for beat it, get lost, and let me sleep.
Mommy, why doesn't Daddy ever get up in the morning?
Oh, for a very good reason, children. He says he's like a delicate flower, and the morning sun wilts him.
The sun was good for flowers.
Oh, not your father. He claims he's a jasmine and only blooms at night. I wonder if he's awake yet.
Isn't that Daddy sitting over there by the pool with Uncle Willie?
So it is. Look, girls, you go in and get dressed, and I'll be there in a few minutes. I want to talk to Daddy. I wonder what they're watching so intently. Uh-oh. It's that girl on the diving board in the French bathing suit. I'll sneak up behind them and see just how interested they are.
Philip, isn't she a honey? Get that red hair, that beautiful face, and that voluptuous figure.
Yes, William. But what about her character? Can she carry on an intelligent conversation? Can she cook? And sew, and keep house.
Who cares with a figure like that?
Wait a minute, are we reading each other's lines?
You're right about that girl, Philip. We men shouldn't be taken in by what appears on the surface. She looks nice from here, but what about her background?
Well, wait till she turns around, we'll find out. You know, Willie, those two-piece bathing suits are really fascinating. So alluring.
Phil!
And that's why they disgust me.
I bet you just can't stand the sight of it.
Honey, you're so right. I've been sitting here mortified.
How long have you been sitting here?
Oh, I've been mortified about 3 hours now.
I think that girl looks disgraceful posing there with her bare midriff. Every man in the place is looking.
Yeah. What a spot for a Burma shave ad.
Well, come on, fellas. Let's go in for breakfast. Oh, by the way, where's Frankie?
Yeah, last time I saw him, a man was selling him a uranium mine for $50.
Now, that sounds like something stupid enough for Frankie to fall for.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Remley ain't stupid. He's got more sense than to fall for anything.
Hiya, Curly.
Ah. Hiya, Franklin. I'm glad you showed up. I hear you bought a uranium mine for $50.
Oh, Curly, you don't think I fell for that, do you? I'm not gullible. I have too much sense. Besides, I was busy doing something much more important.
What are you doing?
Watching the flying saucers.
I told you. Lean over here and breathe out, Clyde. You were watching what?
Flying saucers. Don't tell me you're one of the few remaining people who hasn't seen one.
Remley, how many fingers have I got up? Look closely. Now, you were seeing things again.
I am not. I can prove it. I saw a whole squadron of them. In fact, I turned to the guy I was spending the afternoon with and said, "Did you see what I saw?"
And what did the bartender reply?
Well... I wasn't with no bartender.
Oh, Frankie, a lot of people think they've seen flying saucers, but I don't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it either if I hadn't seen those two guys from Mars who were driving it.
Oh, I got to take the strings off his guitar. His music's driving him nuts. Remley, let me get this straight. You saw a flying saucer with two men in it, and right away you knew that they were men from Mars.
Oh, no, no, not right away. Came out in the course of the conversation.
you talk to the men from Mars?
Well, naturally. I'm no snob. I'll talk to anybody who's nice.
All right.
Do you expect anybody to believe that wild story?
The newspapers believed it. I called him last night and gave him the whole story. It's in every newspaper throughout the country today.
Oh, no, no, Remley. How can you pull a hoax like that? When that article appears with your name in it, you'll be the laughing stock of the nation. Everybody's going to laugh at you.
Nobody's going to laugh at me.
What makes you so sure?
When I called the papers, I gave them your name.
Frankie, why did you have to give my name?
You can use the publicity. Look at these headlines. Alice Faye's husband sees flying saucers and talks to men from Mars.
Alice Faye's husband?
Yeah, I got you a little publicity, too. Now, you should have seen that sight. I was driving along the desert, and I saw those flying saucers come shooting from out of nowhere.
Driven by men from Mars?
No.
No?
That part I made up to make the other part sound believable. No, Curly, this is a sight I'll never forget. Those large cylindrical objects flashing through the sky at a terrific speed. And suddenly one plummeted to earth and landed in a burst on the desert. The door opened, and those little men started swarming over the
country. Hold it, Arson! You saw this saucer land in the desert.
Yeah, and I can prove it. I would have gone out to examine it yesterday, but it was getting dark. I'm going out now. If you'll come with me, I'll show you where it is.
I ain't going.
You better. I told the newspaper men to be here at 2 o'clock to get all the facts. You should be able to describe your flying saucer.
Oh, Remley. The things you get me into, I don't... Oh, all right, I'll go. But you better produce a flying saucer.
Yeah, I will. Alice, you want to come with us?
No, no. I don't want them to think I'm a kibitzer.
Who?
The two men from Mars. I'll only be in the way when you four start playing canasta.
All right.
Oh, why did I ever let you fellas talk me into looking for a flying saucer? It doesn't exist. We've been tramping over this desert for 5 hours now, and I'm hot and tired and thirsty.
So am I. I'd give anything for a drink. How about you, Curly?
Water. Water.
This is no time to wash.
I want water to drink.
To drink? You're in worse shape than I am. I'm just thirsty. You're delirious.
Oh, Remley, you and your flying saucers. Getting it in the paper that I saw. If I don't produce one, they're going to laugh me out of town.
I tell you, I saw one crash out here in the desert. It's around here someplace. Curly, look over there. That pile of twisted metal. It's my flying saucer.
Remley, you're right. You see, Alice, and you thought he was having hallucinations.
Curly, help me dig this wreck out of the sand.
Yeah, I'll help you. Maybe we can find some clue of where it's from, huh?
Say, fellas, I found the disc here. There's a lot of mud on it, but there seems to be something written underneath the mud.
Well, scrape it off, honey, scrape it off. Maybe it'll tell what planet it's from.
Well, hurry up, Alice. Is it from Jupiter or Saturn?
No, it starts with an M.
M? It's either Mars or Mercury. Quick, Alice, what does it say?
Maxwell.
Maxwell, an old hubcap. So this is where Jackson buried his car. Well, the insurance company finds out about this, they ain't gonna like it.
Why?
Jackson told them Rommel captured it in Africa. Frankie, this ain't a flying saucer. It's just an old automobile wreck.
Who has to know that? Let's take it into town. They'll never know the difference. After all, it fooled you and me.
Yeah. But how many people are you going to find as stupid as us?
True. But look, Curly, you're in a spot with the newspaper men. You got to take it back to town and try to palm it off as a flying saucer.
All right. We'll try to palm it off. We'll take it back. Oh, Frankie, why do you do these things to me? If you're trying to shorten my life, why do you do it the hard way? Why don't you just stab me in the back, poison my beer? Tell Petrillo I'm working under scales.
Oh, you fellas get the craziest schemes. What goes on in your heads?
Never mind. We got what it takes up here.
Yes. Between the two of you, you have a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I ain't gonna sing that song.
I ain't either.
Well, as long as nobody's gonna sing it, let's pick up these parts and get back to town.
We're right in the middle of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. We'll be right back after we take a short break.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Now let's get back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show, and we're dealing with flying saucers on When Radio Was.
Yeah. Well, we got the pieces all spread out on the ground. This stuff looks like it came from Mars, all right.
Yeah. Does that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, if we can put this one over, we'll be the first ones to produce a flying saucer.
Yeah. Providing Alice doesn't give us away. By the way, where is she?
She said something about going to find a psychiatrist.
What's wrong with her?
Well, she's been having headaches lately.
I noticed she's been acting kind of strange.
Yeah. Well, be that as it may. Come on, let's look over this once more before the newspaper men get here.
That's not necessary.
This is perfect.
Now, wait a minute, Remley. I don't know. This looks too much like an automobile wreck. They're not going to be fooled by this.
Of course, maybe not just by this. But they'll have to believe you when you produce the clincher.
What clincher?
The man from Mars.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Well, here we go again.
Look, Frankie.
Huh?
We don't have a man from Mars.
Yes, I know that. But all we have to do is find one and leave that to me.
Oh, you know a guy, huh?
Of course not. I don't know anybody from Mars.
How about that girl you were out with last night? She ain't from here.
Don't be a wise guy. Now, I can find somebody. All we need is some short, weird-looking character with an oversized head.
Hiya, fellas. Here I am.
Frankie, someday this kid ain't going to come in on cue, and then where will we be?
He never fails. He looks the part, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's small enough and certainly weird-looking enough. But his head ain't big enough.
No, it isn't. Well, I'll take care of that. Hold still, Julius. Open your mouth.
Get that bicycle pump out of my kisser!
What are you afraid of, Julius? All we want to do is to pump your head up a little.
Any special signs? Or shall we let it go till it boists?
Well, wait a minute. Remley, How big do we have to make his head?
I think 30 pounds ought to do it.
No, we better make it 24. He's got a low-pressure skull.
Why don't you just make it 40 pounds? I think I got a slow leak in my head.
What makes you think so?
I gotta have to keep coming around here all the time. You to think I'm a point killer, but I ain't gonna let nobody blow my head up.
Julius, now look, I know it may sound ridiculous, but we have a perfectly logical reason for wanting to do it.
What's your reason?
We need a man from Mars. What's the matter?
I almost choked on that one. How fatty can two grown men?
Julius, this may appear a little far-fetched, but Mr. Harris is in a spot and we've got to help him. There was an article in this morning's paper saying that he saw a flying saucer and a man from Mars.
That's right. Now, do you see why I need your help?
Yeah. You tied one on and you want me to loosen the knot.
Look, kid, if you'll do this thing for us, we'll give you $20.
Oh, it's a deal.
Hey, now, Remley, you better wait a minute because we ain't never going to get away with this. Nobody's going to believe that he's from another world.
They might when I get finished with him. I'll take him up to the room, put some weird clothes on him, a lot of grotesque makeup. I'll make him look like a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I still ain't going to sing that song.
You want another lead-in?
No, thanks. I'll creep into this one myself.
Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Darktown Poker Club and cursed the day he told him he was John. That money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings. And each night he would contribute all that coin. And he said, I'm going to play him tight tonight. There'd be no bobtail flush and make me fight. He said, when I get the nets in my hands, don't be a beat. Played him tight and lost his pile. And Bill got peevish after a while. So he rose, looked all around and made this speech. Said, y'all see this brand new razor I had it sharpened just today. Now I'm coming in with my rules that I want you to follow when you play, boy. Keep your hands up on the table while you're dealing, please. Don't be slipping them aces down there in between your knees. Don't be making them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand just talking American, boy, so I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom because, ooh, that's rough. Take five, then stop. That's enough.
Now, when you bet, put up the chips. I don't like it when you shy. Then when you get busted, go get some. I'm going to be here by and by. Pass them cards, let me shuffle. Every time before you deal. Anything goes wrong, I want to see. I mean, you ain't going to play this game now, according to that Mr. Hoyley. You go play this game according to me. Sitting right there in that there clan, they chanced to be a one-eyed man, and Bill kept on watching him out of the corner of his eye. The old one eye would deal, and then would cost that Bill another 5 or 10. Bill got up again and looked all around him with a sigh. Said, Lord, it's an awful shame. Said, someone's cheating this year game. Said, cause it ain't gonna do me to name the guy. So I refrain from mentioning the party's name. If I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take this fist and close that other eye. Now, do you see this brand new razor? I had it sharp just today. I'm walking in with my rules that you must follow when you play egghead. Keep your bony hands up there while you're giving them out, please. Don't be slipping them wildies down in there between your knees. And don't be making them funny signs. You're still trying to tip off your hand. You better talk an American boy, big AAA, so as I can understand. And stop getting them off the bottom. I keep trying to tell you it's rough. This is the Army game. 5-5, halt. That's enough. Now, when you bet, put up the reds and blues. I don't like it when you shy. Then if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'll be here by and by. Pass them pasteboards. Let me ripple every time before you deal. Let me irrigate around with them. I want to see. You ain't going to play the game now, according to that Mr. Hoyley. You going to play this game according to me. Now, Henry, if you'll break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll go on from here. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, Curly, I got Julius all dressed and made up. Here he is.
Oh, no.
How do I look?
Like a street in Tijuana after a heavy rain. Remley, what's that horrible-looking outfit he's wearing? Even a man from Mars wouldn't wear or couldn't wear a messy thing like that. Where'd you get that?
One of your sport jackets cut down. Now, look, Julius, remember you're from Mars, so you can't talk a word of English. When the newspapermen get here, just talk gibberish.
Do you want the southern or the provincial gibberish?
Look, Frankie, we better give it up. This kid ain't going to fool anybody, and besides...
Oh, there you are, Mr. Harris.
Uh-oh, that's one of the newspapermen. Now, I'll have to go through with this. Don't forget, kid, gibberish.
Well, Mr. Harris, you made the headlines all over the country with your story about the flying saucer and the man from Mars.
Yes, I know.
Personally, I don't believe it. We all know there's no such thing as... Well, I'll be darned. You have a man from Mars. He's the most frightening-looking creature I've ever seen.
That's Frankie Remley. The man from Mars is the short, frightening creature over there.
Thanks, Lord.
So this is what they look like. I see it, but I don't believe it. Do you mind if I interview him?
He doesn't talk English. But I've been with him constantly since I found him. And I picked up a little of his native tongue. And I'll gladly interview him for you, What do you want to know?
Ask him where he's from.
Okay. Mugwump. Oogle-moggle, iggle-hooger. Willy-waddle with a woody-wally.
Huh?
Always understand each other. Mugwump, the man wants to know where your home is. Holler maga ula lama, where's the place of use of frama?
Siga maga suga psyche, that's a frama Albuquerque.
What did he say?
You see, I taught him a few simple words in English, and he's trying to be funny.
There's one thing I can't stand. It's a wise guy from Mars.
All right. Now, mister, is there anything else you'd like me to ask him?
I have just one more question. How did he get here from Mars? What route did he take?
Oh, the route. That's a good point. I'll ask him. Mugwump. Sigamaga Alahuda Floozy. Routine.
Aha! Hamadula Mars. Kansas City.
You see, he was on a Goodwill tour.
Mugwump Chamber of Commerce. All right, fellas, you can break it up now. Wait till I expose this whole thing as a hoax. The townspeople aren't going to like it.
The whole thing ain't a hoax. I did see a lot of flying saucers yesterday. 2 miles due north of town.
2 miles due north?
Yeah.
I got news for you, blowtop. They have a skeet shoot out there. Those were clay discs you saw.
Clay disc.
Curly, how could you make such a stupid mistake? Tell him the newspapers you saw flying.
Remley, I'll swear I'll kill you.
Hey, wait for me, Curly.
A million times I'll kill you.
We're a little late due to this wonderful audience in Palm Springs, so good night, everybody.
Was Frankie and the Flying Saucers from April 2nd, 1950. Not sure what is more terrifying for Phil and Frankie, a real Martian or Julius as played by Walter Tetley. Well, I'm Greg Bellin. Coming up next on Wind Radio Was, more funny stuff as we head to Wistful Vista for Fibber McGee and Molly right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
New York is famous as a city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued, there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Fibber McGee and Molly was not a runaway hit when it first came to radio in 1935, but it didn't take long for it to become one. At first, the storyline had the McGees traveling around the nation in their jalopy. It was a way for sponsor Johnson's to sell their car wax products. But soon they started peddling a line of home floor wax, so Fibber and Molly needed a house, and they won one in a raffle. They would settle down, located now at 79 Wistful Vista, in the town of Wistful Vista. As you'll hear Harlow Wilcox soon state, this one here, a celebratory episode. In addition to the Jordans and Wilcox, listen for Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington. And the fellow who later in the series plays Mayor Latrivia, Gail Gordon, instead handles the role of the eye doctor. It's from April 15th, 1941.
The 6th anniversary Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Well, there's been quite an argument going on this last week at 79 Wistful Vista. Mrs. McGee says her husband should go see an oculist. Mr. McGee says he'll do no such thing.
Oh.
So, here sitting in the office of Wistful Vista's leading oculist, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, now, stop your fidgeting, McGee. The doctor will see you in just a few minutes.
I don't care if he never sees me. This whole idea is silly. I don't need glasses.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I suppose you were just kidding this morning when you yelled, "Hey, I found a quarter."
Well.
And then you picked up the manhole cover.
Well, shucks. There's nothing really wrong with my eyes at all. I just strained them a little looking for that comet, that's all.
Well, I'm glad to hear you even admit that. Heavenly days, it's no disgrace to wear glasses.
Oh, you just say that on account of Uncle Dennis.
He doesn't wear glasses.
Oh, no. He's worn out most of ours one way and another.
Well, you'll admit he carries it like a gentleman.
Yeah. He even hiccups with a Harvard accent. Look, Molly, you know very well my eye strain is just a temporary condition.
All
I don't...
All right, Doc. Sure is a load off my mind.
Oh, hello there, old-timer. Been getting your eyes examined?
Yep. And as the chemist says, when the dye factory blew up, I come out with flying colors.
Well, what did the doctor tell you?
Oh, he says I didn't have a thing to worry about, daughter. Says I'll be reading newspapers without glasses when I'm 95.
Oh,
that's swell, old-timer. I'm glad to hear it. What's the matter with your eyes?
Got a twitch in one of them, Johnny.
Oh. Nervous?
Not till I had my face slapped the third time.
They thought you were a masher, eh? Well, as I always says, old-timer, the trouble with flirting is that you're generally flirting with trouble.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, which was t'other day while I was sitting in a little booth getting my pants pressed because the garden needed some rain, and always rains when I get my pants pressed, which is why they don't have any women in the Weather Bureau.
But the way you heard it...
Oh, yeah. One feller says to t'other feller, "Say," says, "see where a young college feller pole vaulted more than 15 feet to a new world's record last Saturday. Ain't that wonderful?" "Yeah," says t'other feller, "but he never could have done it without that big stick." Well, I guess the doctor will be seeing you in a minute, kids.
Well, thanks, Mr. Oldtimer. You say he thought your eyes were all right, huh?
Yep. Says I'll be reading newspapers without glasses when I'm 95.
Ooh.
On one condition.
What's the condition?
Gotta learn to read. So long, kids.
He is, McGee.
Search me, but I'd swear he wears a TP.
No. No. You mean a frappe.
I do not. A frappe is a small sedan.
Go on, that's a coupe.
Well, then what's a TP?
A TP is a wigwam.
That's what I've been trying to say. To keep his wigwam, he has to wear a TP.
Oh, dear. That joke was old when radio was just a funny noise from Schenectady. Oh, I wish that doctor'd hurry.
Ah, we're not in any hurry. Besides, that other guy's ahead of us.
Who?
That guy standing over there in the corner. Hey, take your hat off, mister. There's a lady present.
McGee, that's a hat rack.
Huh? Oh. Well, I just...
All right, Mr. McGee, you're next, I believe. Will you step in here, please?
Okay, Doc.
You may come, too, if you wish, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Now, you understand, I'm just doing this to humor my wife, Doc. My eyes are as good as they ever were.
We'll see. We'll just give you a preliminary examination, Mr. McGee. Yes. So there's nothing to worry about.
Who's worrying?
I am.
What about?
Oh, nothing in particular. I just worry. It gives me that busy professional frown, you know. It's very valuable. Impresses people. Yes. Now, first, Mr. McGee, I want you to read the chart for me.
XKMZOPLBW.
Isn't that wonderful, Doctor?
It certainly is. Now, I'll put up the chart and see if he can do it. Mr. McGee, read the top line.
The top line from the bottom?
Quit stalling, McGee. Read the chart.
Well, he cheated. That ain't the chart I'm familiar with.
Look, Mr. McGee, I'm afraid I'll have to relax the muscles of your eyes before I can examine them properly. They're a bit strained, you know.
Oh, well, how will you do that, Doctor?
We'll put drops in them.
Oh.
It relaxes the muscles and enlarges the pupil.
Oh, yeah.
His vision will be blurred for a few hours, and then I want him to come back. Say in about 3 hours. Yes.
No. Wait a minute, Doctor.
Now, McGee.
Huh?
Who knows best, you or the doctor? You don't either. Go ahead, Doctor.
Very well. Open your eyes wide, McGee. Not your mouth, your eyes. That's it. Yes. 1, 2, there. Now that wasn't so bad, was it? No.
Well, I guess I'll live through it. I ain't scared.
Well, then what are you trembling
for? I'm not trembling.
The doctor ought to know, dearie. You're holding his hand.
Huh? Oh. I thought that was yours, Molly. Excuse me, Doc.
That's all right. I'll have the circulation back in that hand in no time. Now, Mr. McGee, remember, back here in 3 hours. Yes.
Well, now, what'll we do in the meantime?
Well, we might go sit in a movie.
Don't be silly. You couldn't see the picture, and the dialogue wouldn't make sense.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. McGee. Who is he to criticize senseless dialogue? Don't you worry about your eyes, Mr. McGee. There may be nothing at all wrong, you know. Nothing at all.
Oh, I'm not worried, Doc. All us McGees have had good eyes, particularly the men in the family. Why, even when I was a tiny baby, people used to say, "Can you imagine such beautiful eyes in a mug like that?" Eyes of Muggin' McGee, I was known as. Eyes of Muggin' McGee, a magnificent masculine mess of muscle and mental magnitude, mentioned in Milady's monthly magazines as the mighty male who managed to mesmerize most of the merry minxes of Monte Carlo and the majority of Marcel's maidens of Manhattan and many of the magnetic misses of Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan, Montana, Minneapolis, Minnesota, a merry mass of manhood with a touch of Irish elf. But let's get going, Molly, or I'll believe this stuff myself.
Thank you.
You're listening to Fibber, McGee, and Molly. We'll be right back after this short break.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now let's get back to Fibber, McGee, and Molly on When Radio Was.
This was a swell idea of yours, Molly, stopping in here for a bite to eat instead of sitting in the park.
How are your eyes, dearie? Is the medicine wearing off?
Oh, sure. I can see better now than I... Whoops!
What's the matter?
I guess I'm kind of clumsy today. I dropped the top off the ketchup bottle and into the sugar bowl.
That was an olive, and you dropped it in the cream pitcher, and there's no ketchup on the table. Heavenly days, it's a good thing I'm with you, or goodness knows what. Uh-oh. McGee.
Huh?
There's Mrs. Uppington over at that table behind the post. Mm.
What's the old war horse eating? A bale of hay all gratin?
Let me see. No, she's polishing off a big piece of chocolate chiffon pie.
Mm, her and her diet.
And the next time she tries to tell me about living on Melba toast and skim milk, Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? Imagine meeting you here.
Oh, how do you do, my dear? Good day, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Uppie.
Mrs. Uppington is over there, dearie. I'm Mrs. McGee. You're looking very well for yourself, Abigail, old girl.
thank you, my dear. Though I must do something about my weight. I'm simply gaining ounces, you know.
Oh, cut it out, Uppie, cut it out. You got a wonderful figure, Uppie. In fact, I never seen you look handsomer than you do today. You ain't fat. You're just chubby, in a cute way.
Oh, flatterer.
Besides, what have you do gain, little Abigail? I always said what this country needs is less hustle and more bustle.
and that's a mighty ducky little chapeau you're sporting today, too, Uppy.
Mr. McGee, I am not wearing a hat.
Huh? Oh, I thought that was an airplane. Well, you're always so far ahead of the styles, I thought you had one of them new off-of-the-head hats.
Oh, now you say such sweet things, Mr. McGee.
I have a tough time doing it, though.
My head is easily turned, you know.
Well, that's because your neck is so skinny, Abigail.
Molly, Uppy seems to have took on an entirely new personality lately.
You think
Looking
so?
At her right now, she kind of vibrates. She just glows. There's a kind of a radiance about her.
Oh, now, Mr. McGee, you silly boy. You never talked to me like that before.
Of course he didn't. He never had an Oculus put drops in his eyes before either.
Poor boy. Now, doesn't it make everything look horribly distorted?
Yes,
oh, you mean all those nice things you... Well, I have never been so insulted. Goodbye, you squirt.
Molly, did I say something wrong?
No. But I don't think that was government-inspected baloney you were dishing out. Come on, McGee, let's go.
Okay, you paid the check?
Yes, I did. Can I help you with your coat, dearie?
No, thanks, I got it.
You got it all right. You got it inside out.
Huh? Oh.
Here, let me. McGee, this isn't your coat.
Huh? It isn't? Well, where is mine? I put it right on that rack there.
Oh, dear, somebody must have taken yours by mistake and left this one.
Huh?
Look, here's the owner's name on the inside of the pocket. Wallace Wimple.
Wallace Wimple, eh? Well, whoever he is, he's got a lot of moxie swiping my coat. Wait till I get my hands on that guy. He'll wish he'd never picked
on... Well, hello there, folks. What's the matter?
Hi, Gildersleeve.
No, it isn't Mr. Gildersleeve, dearie. That's Mr. Wilcox.
Oh.
He's being examined for glasses, Mr. Wilcox, and he's got drops in his eyes.
Hey, Harlow, somebody swiped my overcoat and left this one instead.
Well, you're lucky. That's a good-looking coat.
Well, now, we'll have to find the owner. Do you know a Mr. Wallace Wimple, Mr. Wilcox?
Wimple. Wimple. Not Wallace Wimple.
Yeah, you know him?
Me know Wallace Wimple?
Oh,
why, say, when I first started working for Johnson's Wax, before I even knew what a wonderful thing Johnson's Wax was for beautifying and protecting floors and furniture and woodwork against dust and dirt and dampness, before I even found out what a blessing Johnson's Wax was for particular housewives, and that was, well, let's see, we've been on the air for Johnson's Wax 6 years today, and I worked for them 4 years before that. That's 10 years. Yes, sir, 10 years. And in all that time, I've never known anybody by the name of Wallace Wimple. Isn't that amazing?
Why, it's unbelievable.
Wilcox, is your real name O'Sullivan?
O'Sullivan? No, why?
I just wondered. You can find more heels to drag a sales talk in by than anybody.
don't say that, pal. You're not a heel. You're a very nice little guy. Of course, you're not too bright, and you talk too much, but outside of that...
McGee, stop swinging at Mr. Wilcox. Wait till you can see better.
Oh, that's okay, Molly. He was just kidding.
Yeah.
And so was I. We can't spoil our 6th anniversary together by fighting. Look, Fibber, why don't you keep this coat and just call it good luck?
Because I'm too honest, and it don't fit. Come on, Molly. We got to go find Wimple. Why didn't somebody tell me my shirt tail was sticking out?
Look out, Jerry.
Who threw that? What the? What?
We tried to tell you that wasn't your shirt tail. That was the tablecloth.
Oh, sure.
The first half of the Fibber, McGee, and Molly show from April 15th, 1941. And as is our practice, we'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I believe that was the first mention on the series of the Wallace Wimple character. When he joined the show, he was voiced by the same guy who played Oldtimer. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're Marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to Corder here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But WIN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Oliver. All of you.
You're coming.
I can't see it.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, sister. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster. Oh.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and a Sell 1 subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic Soft Feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Characters Wallace Wimple and Old Timer. Both were played by voice whiz Bill Thompson. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But hey, folks, stop by our website. It's winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.